Exposing free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, February the 4th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at the mess in Iowa. As of midnight last night, they said we don't have a total for the caucus. And they said, we'll have it sometime Tuesday morning. Well, as Reagan would say, well, it's morning in America, and we still don't have any results here. Biden has left. I think the last thing he said was, this place is full of malarkey, as he headed to New Hampshire. And I think since we're all supposed to be speaking Spanish soon, we should call it the Iowa Caca. Trump, by the way, right away they had the results for President Trump. He got 97% of the vote. William Weld got 1.3%. Joe Walsh, the former talk show host who is now unemployed and unelectable, 1.1%. And then when we look at what's going on with the Democrats and the kind of turnout that they got and the kind of interest that they had, I guess we could kind of say that this is socialism for dummies and for people who can't count. Because for the longest time, we've been looking at the ridiculous math behind these ridiculous campaign promises from Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and everybody else. Obviously, they're appealing to a group of people who can't do basic math. Tens of trillions of dollars for this program and that program, opening up the borders, allowing everybody in the world to have health care. That's what universal health care is, right? To these guys, it is everybody in the universe. Come in and get free health care. And so why should we be concerned about this? You know, maybe the bottom line on all of this is we look at the incompetence of the Democrats, not just how radically left they are. Maybe the bottom line of the Iowa caucus is that maybe Democrats don't count, certainly not the Democrat politicians. 84% of the people polled in this country are happy with the way things are right now. That's a very good sign for President Trump as well. He will be giving the State of the Union address tonight, and perhaps what he will do is declare Iowa a disaster. Maybe he'll send in some National Guard troops to count the ballots, except they don't have ballots. You know what they do is they meet in person in the caucus process. They meet, and you have people with they'll have signs for their candidate and so forth, and they'll have a spokesman for each candidate who will stand up and make a speech for that candidate, and then they will do a show of hands and count those. And I saw one of the people commenting on this process and said, I can't believe in 2020 we're still counting hands. This is democracy in the 21st century. It's like, yeah, that's the only part of the process that you could actually trust. The rest of this stuff is absolutely ridiculous. So, you know, when you look at what is happening with the app, and we're going to take a look at the app, you will not believe the name of the company that created the app. That has now come out. The company was called Shadow. Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of the Democrat Party and CNN. Well, the Shadow does, right? So we're going to find out who has connections to the Shadow. It might be Mayor Peewee, who has declared himself to be the winner. Maybe he knows something we don't know. Maybe he's got some connections, as many people have put out in the past to the intelligence community. He certainly does have a shady past, and he is very well connected. It's one of the reasons why he is there. Harvard graduate, he was you know, one of the first people on Facebook, pals with Zuckerberg and so forth. And he's now declared himself the winner. Maybe he is. We'll find out when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, February the 4th. Year of our Lord, 2020, and today we're going to take a look at the Iowa caca. Yeah, it has turned into that. Here we are. It is Tuesday morning. They had the caucuses last night. Still no result. They're still looking at this, except on the Republican side. Trump is the clear winner with 97% of the vote. That was evident over 12 hours ago. But the Democrats still don't know what they're doing. This is an example of socialism for dummies, for people who can't count. As I said at the top of the hour, YouTube, interestingly enough, has put out details about how it's going to ban manipulated election content. Well, maybe, Sundar, you ought to take a look at what's going on in Iowa. They said, we strive to become a more reliable source for news and to promote, quote, a healthy political discourse. Because, you know, they will decide what is reliable. They will decide what is true, and they will decide what is healthy, and they will ban everything else. See, you're talking about what's healthy. You know, you've had Adam Schiff demand, and Sundar apparently is on board with this, demand that any discussion of adverse effects from vaccines be banned. People be demonetized. People be cut off from YouTube. That was demanded by Adam Schiff. He's now been sued. Middle of January, by a group of physicians who said, how dare you shut down a discussion about medicine? But, of course, they want to do that about climate change as well. We just had a Democrat demanding the same thing from YouTube and social media. Don't you allow anybody to question our models, our conclusions? Because, you know, science. See, science is never settled. Science has never settled about vaccines. It's never settled about climate or anything else, especially about climate. I mean, we're talking about the weather here. And we're talking about people who can't predict the weather 2 days in advance, let alone what it's going to be in 50 years. And every prediction that they've made has been false. But, of course, YouTube is going to ban everybody else who questions those models, right? They said that the service's community standards, quote, prohibit content that has been technically manipulated or doctored in a way that misleads users. Well, that's precisely what Schiff and these other Democrats are demanding that YouTube do. And they have been doing that. They have been manipulating information, doctoring information, even about your health, and then demanding that this stuff be put out. I just look at this, and it's absolutely amazing to me that Sundar Pichai should have the power to tell us what we can and cannot see when it comes to science, health, and politics, and on and on. This guy from India, you know, if who are you to tell Americans what we should be seeing? Or, you know, we don't care about your Indian values or your San Francisco values, right? Get this guy out of your life. Meanwhile, let's go to the Iowa caucus because, you know, as I said many times, these guys are playing with disaster. They're going to put an app in the process. Of course, it's not secure. But even beyond that, they're saying, well, it wasn't hacked. It wasn't hacked. It just failed. Well, you know, that's the other way that you can manipulate this. Biden's general counsel came out and said, regarding the considerable flaws in tonight's Iowa caucus reporting system, the app that was intended to relay caucus results to the party failed. So that's the chain of custody. You can manipulate and rig an election anywhere within the process. It can be with the voters who show up, with voter registration. And we have complaints about that. We have a report, and I'll get to that here in a moment, from Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch, saying we've got 8 counties, I think was the number. I'm looking here at the articles here. Yeah, 8 counties have registration rates that are higher than the eligible voter population. Now, that's been refuted by the Iowa Secretary of State. Nevertheless, Judicial Watch gave a lot of very detailed numbers, and the Secretary of State did not there in Iowa. And I don't know who has more credibility in your opinion, but I would go with Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch before I would go with a politician who is giving a self-serving report of this. So he's got a list there detailed about that, and it goes from one county with 114% registration to another one that has 100.5% registration. And, the Secretary of State was very angry about that. It's unfortunate that this organization continues to put out inaccuracies regarding voter registration. And it's especially disconcerting that they chose the day of the Iowa caucus to do this, said the Secretary of State in Iowa. I just want to remind you, Elizabeth Warren would send Tom Fitton to jail and shut down Judicial Watch for saying that. Remember, she just talked about this last week. If you put out information that I perceive as being false, and it's about the election, we're going to criminalize that. We're going to send you to jail. So think about that. Think about what Elizabeth Warren would do. She would send him to jail for that. But that's one place where you can rig it, right? You can have voter registration rig it. You can have the people who are voters. You can allow people who are not citizens, or you can just pad it. You can just leave people on the ballot who are dead or moved away. And then you can have ringers come in and vote for them or whatever. I mean, there's a lot of different ways that you can rig this. But, of course, one of the ways you rig this is after you get the votes there at the place. And it's very easy to rig it if you're going to have electronic voting. That has been demonstrated for 20 years. People have shown how easy it is to we've got news reports that we've played in the past. We have a local professor of computer science show up with a couple of his students and say, hey, watch this. You know that voting machine you got there? They stick in a thumb drive, and they get a piece of software that installs itself. And they said, watch this. We've got a couple of candidates. We've got Washington and Adams, and I'm going to vote every time for Washington. And then look at the result. It shows every vote goes to Adams. Or you can make it so that it's not quite so obvious, but you make sure that your candidate wins. And, he didn't leave it there. He just plugged in there for a moment. It installed itself, pulled it out. And then after it reports the vote totals, it deletes itself. So there's no record of that. That's the problem when you have electronic voting, especially when you have electronic voting that is connected to the Internet. That means that anybody from any location can do this, and not just Russians, right? For those Democrats out there. It's not just Russians that can hack it. It can be done by DARPA. It can be done by the Republicans, Democrats, or Republicans. It can be done by the Democrats. Anybody could do it. So we ought to just reject electronic voting entirely. But nevertheless, as you also reported up in the chain of custody, going back 2 years ago to try to underscore how insecure a voting system is that relies on electronics. You had the people at the Black Hat Conference and DEF CON. They do that every year in Las Vegas. One of them is an establishment organization, and they're looking for people that they can hire to work in the intelligence community. The other one is kind of an organic one. And anyway, I think it was in the Black Hat Conference, they did replicas of state boards of elections, computer systems. And then they took a bunch of kids, none of them, I think, older than about 12, maybe 15. And they let them hack these things. And every one of the 36 kids were able to hack the replicas of the state boards of elections websites and change all the data there, except for two or three. The first one to do it, I think, was an 11-year-old girl. She was the first one to hack through it. This is a system that is begging for problems, and there's a lot to see here in Iowa. We'll take a look at what's going on as we're still waiting for the Democrats who are scrambling around trying to come up with a narrative. What's the most interesting about this to me is this is the first time in 4 years the Democrats have had a major problem that they haven't blamed on the Russians yet. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's amazing that we have the only patented nano silver that's been found by Homeland Security to take out SARS, which is the same family as the coronavirus. We have it in our super silver toothpaste. We have it in our super blue toothpaste. We have it in the immune gargle products. And, of course, it's in the super silver wound gel that is sold nationally. We just private label it from the people that produce it, the nanotech company out of Colorado. And we have a stockpile of it, but we've already sold half of the stockpile of it, and I'm still offering the products at 40 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com until they sell out, which most of these products are set to sell out within days or then about another week. So go to InfoWarsStore.com to get your immune gargle, to get the toothpaste, and to get the Super Silver Wound Gel. But the immune gargle is what is so important because you gargle with it and can also drink it. InfoWarsStore.com. The demand for food has not let up. We are selling record amounts of it. Everybody else is basically already sold out, or they have giant wait lists. Our suppliers have it in-house, but it's taken 7 to 10 days to deliver because, again, they have to package it. They're running 24 hours a day. But in a few days, they're telling me it may go to a longer wait if you haven't gotten your order in. So I wouldn't procrastinate. We wanted this virus to be petering out. We wanted it to just be hype. Looks like it is really, really bad and is man-made. And so that's why we're seeing the huge freak out. So get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. That helps fund our operation. It's insurance you can eat. A total 360 win. Again, get your food and actually get it delivered at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your order in. It's locked in, guaranteed 7 to 10 days. InfoWarsStore.com. And regardless, it funds the operation. We also have the immune gargle at 40% off. We are going to sell out of that, but I'm just keeping it at that sales price. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60-plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And, folks, I'm telling you, you can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it. Word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you.
Folks, once you need the food, once you need the water filters, once you need the masks, it'll be too late to get them. You got to get them now before you find that you require them for survival. Trust us, this is not something to be messing around with. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com, make your purchase today, and at least have that part of survival covered. The food, the time it will take for the rest of society to collapse or calm down or whatever the case may be. The RZ Air Filtration Mask M2 Mesh. I have one of those personally. I've got a couple of these things off the old InfoWars store. I am prepared. Are you? If you're not, InfoWarsStore.com on sale now. Everything you need to prepare yourself for whatever comes next, folks. It's not necessarily the disease. It's the panic that surrounds the disease. It's the collapse that the disease would bring upon that you need to be prepared for. Food will be off the shelves. Water won't be available. You might not even be able to leave your house. You got to be prepared before it comes down.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, Biden is upset. And his general counsel is upset, writing regarding the considerable flaws in tonight's Iowa caucus reporting system. The app that was intended to relay caucus results to the party failed. Yeah, we know that. But here's the interesting thing. Because honestly, the party's backup telephonic reporting system, likewise, has also failed. They can't get their telephones to work, evidently, and the Democrats. They can't even phone this stuff in, you know, manually or verbally, I should say. Caucus chairs are attempting to, and in many cases failing to, report results telephonically to the party. Now, I saw this, and I went hysterical laughing because my family stumbled across something on YouTube where they troll telemarketers. These people have been around for years. I just came across it. They have recorded a friendly but kind of doddering old man, not Joe Biden. This guy's British. He goes by the name of Lenny. And the only intelligence in this thing is that you know, they've got these recorded loops of this individual speaking. So it's a real person speaking. But they're canned segments. And it will play one segment to the telemarketer, and then it'll pause until the telemarketer shuts up, and then it'll play the next one. And it's kind of open-ended. Well, yes, you know, type of thing. I'll play just a little bit of this for you so you get the idea. And I was just wondering if this is what they're getting when they're calling in the results. Let me give you an example of this. Video clip number three. Maybe they're hearing, hello, this is Lenny. Video clip number three.
Hello, this is Lenny.
Hi, Lenny. My name is Anna Sobrino, verification supervisor. Thank you very much for supporting the Conservative Party of Canada with a generous $1,600 contribution. We really appreciate the help.
This person is trying to rip him off.
Now, is this Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Sorry, I can barely hear you there.
Is this on Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Yes.
Which credit card will you be using?
Okay, let's you get the idea. I think that's basically what's happening is these Iowa caucus leaders are trying to call in the results. Maybe they're dialing up Lenny or something equivalent, you know, while the Democrats are just biding their time and writing in the results that they want. Yes, okay. Give me yes. Hello, this is Lenny on the line here. They said went on to say Biden's campaign, we believe that the campaigns deserve a full explanation and relevant information regarding the methods of quality control you are employing and an opportunity to respond before any official results are released. Well, I don't know. I mean, they're still back there. They're working very hard to try to get results. And actually, we got some live footage of the people in the this is Democratic leadership here. And, you know, these are the people who are going to run every aspect of your life. They're going to run your health care. They're going to run your transportation. They're going to tell you where you can live and even what you can eat. But we got some live footage here as they're going through and auditing the votes. Let's play video clip number two of that live footage.
Ah, that's one bat. two bats. Three.
Yeah, well, that clip works either way. You know, you could use that for the Iowa caucus or for the coronavirus.
Nothing.
That's one
nothing
bat. Happened. Two bats. Yeah, they are bat crazy, aren't they? The Iowa caucus. New rules are going to complicate it even more. For the first time, the Iowa Democrat Party will report three sets of results from the party. And so you could win the most raw votes in the first round of voting. That's one way you can win. Second way, you can get the most raw votes after the second round of voting. Or you can have the most delegates overall. I think they're also going to add, like, Miss Congeniality or something there, too. But they couldn't find anybody to nominate for that because they're all such hectoring, strident shrews. They could also have the most likely to succeed, or I should say fail, since they're Democrats. That would be probably the one who wins the most number of delegates. That would be the one most likely to fail. The current Iowa polling top four, they say, are Biden, Sanders, Buttigieg, and Elizabeth Warren. So they've got Biden and Sanders tied at 22, they say. Buttigieg at 18 and Pocahontas at 15%. The Des Moines County Democrat chair, and you saw that on the Drudge Report, the New York Post headlines. They had it, Des Moines. County Democrat chair has now characterized this as the official characterization of it, quote unquote, a mess. There you have it. That's the official designation. And again, as I said, maybe President Trump in his State of the Union tonight, if he wants to spike the ball, he could declare the Democrat Party in Iowa a disaster zone. Just don't give them any federal funds. They'll waste them. They said the app is the issue and the hotline is smoked. Smoked. I wonder what that means. I have no idea. Do they know what that means? So they began at 7 p.m. Central Time. Sanders was ahead in the polls by a tiny margin, but by 11 p.m., with no results released by the Democrat Party, became clear the caucus was in crisis. Again, it is now officially characterized and designated as mess. healthcare is the most important single issue, with 6 out of 10 Democrats who showed up backing a single-payer public health care. And again, these are the people who can't do simple math. One voter, two voter. They can't do that, but they want to run our health care, and they think that they can afford to spend tens of trillions of dollars on every wish list program that they've got. Around 2 a.m. Tuesday, that's this morning, the Iowa Democratic Party, there I said it. I don't like to call it the Democratic Party. They're not Democratic in any way. I always call them the Iowa Democrat Party. They're not Democratic. That was a habit that I tried to cultivate years and years and years ago back in North Carolina. Do not call them Democratic. They don't care what you think, quite frankly. They may pretend that they do. The Iowa Democrat Party held a short press call to say results will be released later in the day. And the delay was a result of a reporting problem, not a hack. Not a hack. See, that's it. This is not Russia. Not yet. And that's the big takeaway. As I said, the first time in years that Vladimir Putin hasn't been responsible for this. As I said, they're now headed to Pennsylvania to consult Punxsutawney Phil. I tweeted that out this morning. Should have said Punxsutawney Putin. It's a total meltdown, says Politico. Confusion. Officials struggle. No results reported by midnight. They didn't expect any returns until Tuesday morning at the earliest. And it is now Tuesday morning, and it is, you know, same time their time. It's about 8:30 now Iowa time. Iowa has officially had its first caucus deciding, and they did it by a coin flip. Let's play a little bit of this coin flip, video 8.
So we're going to flip a coin.
What?
Warren and Buttigieg are tied, and in order to break that tie, we have to flip a coin.
People are not happy about it, but why not? Because, you know, when you're talking about these authoritarians in the Democrat Party, there's not a dime's worth of difference between them, so why not toss a coin? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're seeing unprecedented orders for storable foods. I would have storable foods because 2020 is a very dangerous year. The bubble is so huge and could pop. I hope it doesn't. It's incredibly dangerous and it'll cause, well, you don't need me to tell you what'll happen if this giant bubble pops. So I've been promoting storable foods to everybody because they're high quality. It's insurance you can eat. It lasts 25 years. We go out and find the very best companies that have the very best quality at the very lowest price. And that's my Patriot Supply. And then so that I have my own private label of their full spectrum of food, we private label it as InfoWar Select. And they are saying that they've never sold this much food. They're still able within 7 to 10 days to ship it to you. If you get your orders in on their small orders, their big orders, 7 to 10 days, it will be shipped out to you if you get your order in now. But just as sure as the sun came up, it's all selling out right now. So get your orders in for high quality storable foods right now for all the reasons out there. And it's insurance you can eat and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win.
InfoWarsStore.com.
We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2 are best-selling deep earth crystals, iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body. And I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself. 40% off InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together. Super high quality. Winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win.
I want to talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste and it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now because I like the way it feels.
Well, it's here, the year 2020. World government's out in the open. We've got the predicted mass pandemics, and they're calling for global government as the answer. And we've got massive, huge censorship taking place that's coordinated by big tech and banks against people that promote America and guns and freedom and Jesus and the family and the protection of the unborn. Wow. Yes, now we know we're right. The New World Order's real. Satanism's real. The pedophile elite are real. But we're real as well, and we love God, and we're standing up and saying no. But I just want to make the point here, 1 month into 2020, that we have never been in Kansas. We have never been in some smallville place that didn't matter. Everything we do, every decision we make governs the future of our species and everything we've gone through and everything we're going to go through. So it's an incredible time to be alive. I want to thank you all for being aware and being involved. But just remember, your action now via prayer, word of mouth, and financial support of InfoWarsStore.com is critical. So please take action.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
As dishonest and disorganized as the Democrats are, things are actually looking even worse for them. Because it's not just how the votes went, but it's the number of voters who turned up, and that's not looking too good for them. Entrance poll shows a dip in the first time people who are showing up. Now, I thought that the Democrats were energizing the youth of America, who have been propagandized to love socialism and to accept climate change as their religion and their organizing principle for society. And yet, they're not showing up. This year's level of new participants is well shy of that in 2008, when a whopping 57% of Democrats said that they had never caucused before. The entrance poll showed that just a third of the voters, 35%, who were caucusing this year as first-timers, a lower level than 2016, when first-timers made up 44%. And it's not only that, but they've been telling everybody that they were going to have a record turnout. They predicted that, and you see this even in some of the mainstream media reports, but that's not true. That was not the case. They said Democrats hope to break a record this year. Back then, in 2008, when you saw that approach there, you had 240,000 people caucused in the Democrat Party primary in Iowa. Early predictions for this year are at most 170,000. So that's down significantly, and that is a big problem for them. Nevertheless, Buttigieg, in all of this confusion, Buttigieg steps up and has now declared victory. Tonight, he said, an improbable hope became an undeniable reliability. Video clip number 9. You guys got that video clip? Are we having a problem with the video? Okay, we'll come to that in a moment.
But
we do have it.
We know by the time it's all said and done, Iowa, you have shocked the nation.
All right, that clip has frozen. We're having some technical problems here in the studio. Well, he said, tonight, an improbable hope became an undeniable reliability. Seriously? An undeniable reliability out of this mess? That is the official pronouncement of the party. It is a mess, but he calls it an undeniable reliability, even though they've had inconsistencies, as the Democrat Party puts it, in the count. So I would say that this is an inconsistent fantasy of Buttigieg. It's not an undeniable reliability. He says, still in Iowa, you have shocked the nation. Specifically, he says, we know by the time all is said and done, Iowa, you have shocked the nation. Because by all indications, we are going on to New Hampshire victorious. Victorious. So he has declared victory. As pointed out, data released later in the evening by Bernie Sanders reflected that when 40% of the precincts had reported, it showed that Buttigieg was in second place to Sanders. Sanders with 29%, Buttigieg with 26%. But then it gets a little bit more interesting. Because as Walker Bragman pointed out, he said, not great optics here, folks, for Buttigieg. The Democrats paid the company literally called Shadow. That's the name of the company that they used to create the caucus app, Shadow. Nothing to see here, right? Buttigieg campaign also paid Shadow, reports FEC Records. Ooh, a connection there. Not only is it a kind of a shady name, Shadow, but it has a financial connection to Buttigieg. So the Democrats pay off this corporation, Shadow, to create the caucus app. Buttigieg gives them money, according to FEC Records. Then the caucus app fails, and Buttigieg declares himself to be the winner in Iowa without any results being reported. Maybe this is a case of what we saw with the BBC, right? Yeah. Building 7 has now fallen down. We can now report 20 minutes before it happened with the building over their shoulder. Maybe this is a case of Building 7 reporting coming out from Buttigieg, thinking that he's got this all tied up. Anthony Romano, as I pointed out earlier, one of the people saying, I cannot believe, truly cannot believe, in the year 2020, you know, because in the year 2020, yeah, think about that number there. That means we're so smart. Because we've got a big number here. We got everything figured out. Technology is in place, as I pointed out yesterday. You know, who would have thought that a company that puts so much, party that puts so much faith in government could have this kind of a failure. And in computer technology, right? I mean, that's what we've seen. They've all their faith is in government and computer technology. And in the fact that we're now in the year 2020, you know, that's the 21st century. That's a big deal. So who would think that in 2020, part of the democratic process in the U.S. would involve clustering people in corners and having them raise their hands while someone counts them? And that, folks, is really the only reliable part of this process. You know, you could phone this thing in with witnesses to make sure that it was recorded and summarized properly. But they can't even get their phones to work, according to the Democrats. Can you believe anything that the Democrats tell you? Bernie was soaring with the bookie odds. Biden, Betty, and Buttigieg were crashing, as they point out. Elizabeth Warren, Betty. Biden, Betty, and Booty, and Bernie. The four B's. Meanwhile, Tom Steyer spent more money on ads in Iowa than any other candidate, and he isn't even registering a blip. Not even a blip. Which kind of reminds me, as we see this about Buttigieg, there were a couple of stories that came out in the last few weeks. Daily Beast tried to inoculate Buttigieg from any concerns about his background. You know, he did a lot of work at a company, McKinsey and Company. They were doing things for the intelligence agencies. He did a fellowship at the Truman National Security Project. He served in the Navy as an intelligence officer. in Afghanistan. He was, part of the Harvard to Oxford educational pipeline. All these things would kind of indicate somebody who is a made man of the intelligence agencies, right? You know, kind of like Obama, his connections, the fact that his maternal grandparents were some of the co-founders of the OSS and the CIA. But, you know, nothing to see there. And his mother worked for USAID, which is always a CIA front group. You look at more than 200 national security intelligence figures who have endorsed Buttigieg's candidacy, including the head of the National Clandestine Service. Did you even know there was such a thing? Of course you wouldn't. If you knew that there was a National Clandestine Service, it wouldn't be a National Clandestine Service, right? It's like they used to say about the NSA. No such agency. And he was also the agency's former deputy director, endorsed his candidacy. So, you know, when you look at all of this stuff, the far left thinks that Mayor Buttigieg could be a secret agent. This is the attempt by the Daily Beast and Buttigieg's supporters to inoculate him from that. But I think that's legitimate concern when we look at this. He even confessed to having a botched interview with the intelligence agency during a 2017 interview on campaign strategist David Axelrod's podcast. Okay. Buttigieg last month denied in an interview with The Atlantic that he was in the CIA. The rumor had become increasingly visible as the campaign fought a protracted battle with McKinsey and Company to release the list of his former clients during his employment at the management consulting firm. You know, just like we could never see the data on Obama and his background either. It isn't going to help Buttigieg the fact that he gave money to the company called Shadow. and that's part of his FEC, Federal Elections Committee, record. It's a matter of record that he gave the money to Shadow. And then you have, the people, those are the same people who produced this chaotic app. And then he declares himself to be the winner, before everything is over, which kind of reminds me of what Politico said. Maybe he's not a CIA agent. Maybe he is just the portrait of a BS artist as a young man. Maybe that's what he really is. David Mamet should do a play about Buttigieg and what a BS artist he is. We'll be right back. Stay with us. There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
It was about a week and a half ago that my father came rushing into my office in the morning and said, "Son, you've got to see this. The company that holds the patents on the nanosilver that's in our toothpaste, that's in our immune gargle, and that's in some of the other great products like the Super Silver Wound Gel, had reports from back in 2007 with the Pentagon working with A&M and Homeland Security, with the director of Homeland Security, certifying in a restricted document, confidential documents was noted as, that this had been proven in their secret test to be knocking out SARS. Well, ladies and gentlemen, regardless, now they authorized us to talk about this. I talked about it on the show last week, just hiding in plain view. This is a product that we had stockpiled and that we're still selling at 40% off or more with the combos so that you can get it in your hands. It's something that's good for everyday use regardless, and it funds the operation. So InfoWarsStore.com for your immune gargle and other products that contain this key nanosilver.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The demand for food has not let up. We are selling record amounts of it. Everybody else is basically already sold out, or they have giant wait lists. Our suppliers have it in-house. It's taken 7 to 10 days to deliver because, again, they have to package it. They're running 24 hours a day. But in a few days, they're telling me it may go to a longer wait if you haven't gotten your order in. So I wouldn't procrastinate. We wanted this virus to be petering out. We wanted it to just be hype. Looks like it is really, really bad and is man-made. And so that's why we're seeing the huge freak out. So get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. That helps fund our operation. It's insurance you can eat. A total 360 win. Again, get your food and actually get it delivered at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your order in. It's locked in, guaranteed 7 to 10 days. InfoWarsStore.com. And regardless, it funds the operation. We also have the immune gargle at 40% off. We are going to sell out of that, but I'm just keeping it at that sales price. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I guess we could tell the Democrats in Iowa that they could listen to the Crusaders. They could put it where they want it. We don't really care. None of these people are going to win. Bernie, Booty, Betty, it doesn't matter. Biden, it doesn't matter. None of these people have a chance of winning. Iowa caucus delays revive concerns and conspiracy theories from the Bernie Sanders supporters. Yeah, they're still angry about what happened in 2016 with good reason, as I pointed out the other day. You know, you had in the Iowa caucus, and they remember this, 4 years ago, you had Clinton with a teeny tiny win, 49.84 to Bernie at 49.59. So, you know, you could say, well, about 0.25% difference, right? What did she get, though? She got 23 delegates that went to the convention, and he got 21. So she got 0.25% more votes, but she got 10% more delegates. And so they remember that, and they're upset about that. And supporters of Sanders, as reported by Joseph Simonson, supporters of Sanders began flocking in immediately after the caucus locations closed, all with the same complaint that precinct leaders and other campaigns were conspiring against their candidate. I mean, we could see this in the mainstream media. You got Chris Matthews. I'm not happy with this. I'm not happy with Bernie being in the lead. You saw everything that CNN tried to do to create a Me Too moment, come as close as they could with that, you know, saying, look at this. You've got people in the Bernie Sanders campaign. They're sexist, you know, and Elizabeth Warren, I'm not shaking your hand and so forth. Anyway, one woman who spoke on condition of anonymity said the precinct captain at their location in Des Moines was biased against Sanders and allowed supporters of Booty Gay to vandalize their signs. Does this guy work for Shadow? The Shadow. He's got a Shadow campaign, I guess, so you could say Booty has. Quote, we put up our signs to show undecided caucusers and others during the realignment where to stand for Sanders. But then supporters of Booty Gay rushed us and put stickers over the sign. When it was our turn to give the speech, Booty Gay supporters kept interrupting us, and the campaign didn't do anything about it. And so, yeah, they've seen that type of thing before. As a matter of fact, some of them just stormed out and called the whole process a joke and a waste of time. And they realized this at the beginning. The rest of us are still waiting around in bated breath more than 12 hours later. We still haven't, for the most part, the rest of the media hasn't called this a joke and a waste of time. But, yeah, the Bernie Sanders supporters are right. They got it at the very beginning. It is a joke, and it is a waste of time. They said that their polls had showed that they had twice as much support as any other candidate, but they ended up in a five-way tie with all the viable candidates sharing one delegate apiece. Yeah, it is a joke. It is a waste of time. You know, when we look at this, the question will be, Hillary ever let up on Bernie? Will the establishment ever let up on him? You know, they're talking about even after, this rigging of the process 4 years ago with superdelegates, what does she do? She comes out and says, well, I lost the election because of the Electoral College. President Trump got more delegates because of the way the system was set up. Well, that's exactly how she got the primary, right? And that's how she got the nomination. And she is still angry at Bernie. Not just at Trump. She's angry at Bernie, even though she beat Bernie, even though she rigged the process, even though she bought the DNC with her Clinton Foundation millions. She's still upset with Bernie. And as the New York Post writes, Hillary Clinton ended the practice of humble concessions. She can't be a gracious winner, and she's not a gracious loser. She criticizes both the man that she beat and the man that beat her, Trump. And this tradition, by the way, is being carried on with Schiff and Pelosi. We'll see more of that today. But he points out in this New York Post article, Michael Goodwin says, after Al Gore lost the 2000 presidential election by a 5-4 vote in the Supreme Court, not in the Electoral College, but in the Supreme Court, he expressed his disagreement and frustration, but he declared that partisan rancor must now be set aside. I accept the finality of the outcome, Gore said in a televised address. And tonight, for the sake of our unity as a people and the strength of our democracy, I offer my concession. He said he had telephoned George W. Bush, congratulating him. He had made a point of calling him president-elect. Before and after Gore, all those who were defeated licked their wounds in private while publicly bowing to the will of the people, except for Hillary Clinton. Although she conceded to President Trump in November 2016, she made it very clear that she did not consider his victory to be legitimate, and then began the Russia, Russia, Russia hysteria, the red herrings to distract people from her failure. And it appears that that lesson has been accepted by Schiff and Pelosi. The people who have lost with impeachment, but they're unable to make concessions. As a matter of fact, Schiff yesterday, as they were making their closing arguments in this so-called impeachment trial, he had this to say. He said, if Trump isn't removed, he could offer, this is a quote, quote, could offer Alaska to the Russians in exchange for support in the next election. Or he could decide to move to Mar-a-Lago permanently and leave Jared Kushner to run the country, delegating to him the decision whether they go to war. You talk about somebody who is a bitter loser, somebody who is in an absurd fantasy world. This is Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff, he just can't get off that Russia thing. Trump will sell Alaska to Russia if we don't impeach him, right? Speaking of transfers, Elizabeth Warren didn't sell her oil and gas investments to Russia. No, she transferred them quietly to her children to protect her green political profile, writes Legal Insurrection. She was faced with some, as I guess Al Gore would say, inconvenient assets. This person who wants to embrace the Green New Deal, who says that she will ban fracking on her first day in office. Why? Because she's not running for president. Elizabeth Warren is running for dictator. She thinks that she will have the ability to dictate everything to you. And so she will just ban fracking on the first day in office, just like she will write a check for $50,000 to every college student that wants it on her first day. And she doesn't need Congress to do that, she's declared. She's running for dictator. That's exactly what she's running for. Not even Indian chief. She's just going to be an outright Stalinist dictator. No restrictions whatsoever accepted on her power. And so she's going to ban fracking, she says, on her first day. But she doesn't want you to know that she's heavily invested in that. She's transferred those inconvenient assets to her children quietly. Still has them in their portfolio, in the family portfolio, just not in her name. Well, it turns out that Elizabeth Warren is a fracking liar and a hypocrite. We'll talk about more hypocrisy in the demagogue party when we come back. Actually, we got a little bit of time here before we go to break. Mike Bloomberg has got an ad that is using Obama-era footage of caged migrants to criticize Trump. Did he get that from the Super Bowl? Did you notice that? I didn't watch the Super Bowl. I certainly don't watch the halftime. Looked at some of the supposedly the best commercials last night that had been curated by a couple of different sites from Super Bowl. I didn't find any of them amusing, quite frankly. I thought they were idiotic. I can't believe people are spending that kind of money to run these commercials. Stupid, not funny, but when you look at the pictures, the still pictures that I've seen, you know, where they've got a big woman's symbol, and then they've got a bunch of kids singing in cages there. Maybe Bloomberg is going to use that for his ad. But we'll talk about his lying about firearms when we come back. I just want to remind you folks about the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program and everything that we do here. As I've said many times, you know, you want to prepare before a disaster hits. So you always want to think about the worst case scenario. That's why we're offering our emergency survival foods, as people are concerned about the coronavirus. And they look at the rapid rate at which they have gone up on the reports, even though it's difficult to trust anything that comes out of China. We see the reports going up dramatically. The Chinese government has now banned an organization that reported more information about that. So you want to make sure that you're prepared for this. Prepare for the worst case. These preparations are going to last. If you get any of this storable food, it's going to last for 25 years. So if it doesn't happen this time, as I pointed out yesterday, we've got an active bio-warfare system going on right here by the bumbling idiots in the CDC. So we could have any kind of thing happen here. Make sure that you're covered. InfoWarsStore.com. And oh, by the way, you can also save 40% off of our Super Blue.
We now know that more than 60 million people are on total lockdown in China, and the food supplies and medical supplies are running out. We know the virus has already spread to more than a dozen countries, and many Chinese who escaped Wuhan are now confirmed to be arriving on the United States West Coast. We've now confirmed from major food suppliers across the United States that they've already run out of supplies of affordable foods because of institutional and governmental buyers. That's right. The rich, the powerful, the elite, big corporations are now buying up food stores at alarming rates. InfoWars private labels for My Patriot Supply and ships right out of the very same factory. They called and let us know that they have bought food forward, that that's going to run out probably in a few weeks, and that people need to order now. They want to be able to get it within 7 to 10 days. But if people wait, it may end up being longer. But if you get your order in now at InfoWarsStore.com, you will be secured to get the food within 7 to 10 days.
We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2, our best-selling Deep Earth Crystals, iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together, super high quality, winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
You know, one person who is not involved in what the Democrat Party has called officially labeled a mess. We're talking about the Iowa caca that's going on. Bloomberg was not involved in that. I don't think he was even on the ballot. You know, he's kind of set out Iowa. He's not participating in the retail politics in Iowa or in New Hampshire because he's going to have a carefully crafted campaign. He will pay millions of dollars to have professionals put out a carefully crafted image and message, which we're going to show you was a flat-out lie. But that's his process as he's going to go. And he's not going to jump in until Super Tuesday. That's what I think was really behind the talk about changing the requirements for the debate. They are not happy about the fact that he is claiming to be above the fray by not accepting any donations. That is a tactic, as I pointed out, to keep from having to face the music in a debate. He doesn't want to face the people at a retail level, and he doesn't want to face the other candidates in a debate. He wants to just basically broadcast propaganda with tens of millions of dollars. As a matter of fact, he's already spent $100 million talking about Al Gore and George W. Bush. You know, he has spent as much as Bush and Gore spent in 2000 plus everything that the RNC and DNC, all four organizations, the two campaigns of the president and the two political parties, you combine all four of those together, Bloomberg has already spent that much. And yet he didn't have to be tied up in this joke in Iowa yesterday, the Democrat joke. And so he's got his ads that are lying about children in cages, and he's going back still, just like the other Democrats, using pictures of when Obama put kids in cages. But let's understand, nobody cares about the separation of children from Americans in this country. Billions of dollars, as I pointed out before. You have a budget of CPS, the amount of money in CPS in this child system that takes kids away from American parents. And remember, in 84% of the cases, there's not even any allegation of any violence or sexual assault. And even in those cases where there is an allegation, those 16% of the cases, the majority of those are not true. But the children are separated nevertheless. And this bureaucracy that takes the kids is a $29 billion bureaucracy. When you look at the entire budget of ICE, it is $6 billion. So this is an organization that is five times bigger to take the kids from Americans. Nobody is talking about that, President Trump. Why don't you talk about this and take the high ground on this? But they're separating the kids at the border because those kids, in many cases, are being trafficked by cartel. And they're being put into this situation even if they're accompanied by their parents. They're being put in a situation that endangers the parents and their kids. And quite frankly, that's the kind of child endangerment that I would support the government taking the kids away from their parents if they're going to do something like that. But they need to know if these kids are legitimately there with their parents. And then they could take them away for putting, as we saw with a woman who came from Guatemala that became the poster child, a little child that everybody photoshopped with President Trump on the cover. I think it was Time or Newsweek. She had run away from the father, you know, took money and endangered the child. That's what the father said. You know, that's a very dangerous process, and it is. And a lot of those kids get kidnapped, and they're being recycled through. That's the picture. Yeah, it's Time magazine. They photoshopped the crying kid there with President Trump. That's the way the media lies to you. That's the way YouTube lies to you. That's the way the Silicon Valley billionaires lie to you. And we'll talk about how Bloomberg lies to you when we come back, because it is pretty amazing. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It is I, the leader of Cobra, here for a message to President Trump, the American people, and Alex Jones of InfoWars. Our operations with our partners, the Communist Chinese, have bought control of your media. But it's true. Your people are beginning to awaken. That's why Cobra is launching operations to trigger race war, mass shootings and bombings, which will be blamed on those loyal to America. Anyone, once we stage these attacks, that does not blame it on Trump will also be targeted by Cobra in the future. You see, when you expose our false flags and fake media, I will carry out attacks and then blame you, like we've done with Alex Jones, blaming him for mass shootings we committed. Hail Cobra!
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Well, as we are waiting on the Democrat Party to figure out its mess, its self-created mess. And one of the interesting things that comes out of this is the fact that Buttigieg announced that he is victorious, even though nobody has any answers. As I said before, is this another case of the, is this like the BBC on 9/11 where they announced that Building 7 has fallen down and you can see it clearly over her shoulder 20 minutes before it actually does fall down in its own footprint? Buttigieg, who has given money, according to FEC records, given money to the very company called Shadow that created this app. And that is really stoking the ideas of the Bernie Sanders supporters, as well as many other people in the Democrat Party who think that he's got ties with the intelligence community. Something's not quite right with this guy. We're waiting to find out exactly what goes on in the primary that he says that he won. It's very clear that he won, he's saying. So we'll see about that. Meanwhile, let's take a look at the lies of the guy who did not participate in that fiasco, Bloomberg. Yeah, he's smart. He is smart. He's not participating in these clownish debates. He's not participating in this idiotic process. Yeah, he's taking his money and using that to leverage carefully crafted lies. That's right, lies. To the American people. As a matter of fact, you know, you look at that Super Bowl ad. Yeah, he wasn't in the Iowa caucus, but he was in the Super Bowl running that ad, spending $10 million for that ad. And in that ad, it was an anti-freedom, anti-gun ad, anti-Second Amendment, anti-Constitution. Of course, he doesn't care what the Constitution or the Second Amendment says. He doesn't intend on changing the Constitution whatsoever. He will just ignore it, just like Elizabeth Warren. On day one, she will hand out $50,000 checks to all the college students with any debt, and then she will also ban fracking. And she's got another long list of, you know, things that she's going to do on day one that she doesn't need anybody's permission for, because she's not running for president. She's running for dictator. And I think that perhaps Bloomberg is as well. So this $10 million ad that he had, as Mac Slavo points out, misstated, overstated, the number of people who die from guns, and he puts it in as children who die from guns. He overstated that by 73%. Now, if you overstate it by 73%, and if you overstate it by using the same organization, if you take cherry pick the numbers out of the same report and then put up an ad that overstates the actual numbers by 73%, that is what's called a lie. So it's called, this is like Elizabeth Warren level lying here. As he points out, actually this is Reason magazine pointing it out. According to Every Town for Gun Safety, a Bloomberg-backed group, this is his own group that he cherry-picked the data and lied from. According to Bloomberg's own group, Every Town for Gun Safety, their fact sheet, June of 2019, nearly 2,900 children and teens aged 0 to 19 are shot and killed. And the ad changed children and teens, including young adults, to children. So on his original thing, right, from Everytown, it says children and teens. And then they just changed it to children for the ad. According, however, to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the average number of firearm-related deaths involving Americans 17 years or younger from 2013 through 2017, which is the same period that Everytown for Gun Safety used to lie about, well, the number of deaths 17 or younger from 2013 through 2017 was about 1,500, about half the number that was cited by Bloomberg. Not 2,900, 1,500. Furthermore, nearly two-fifths, that'd be 40% or 600 of those deaths, were suicides, meaning the number of minors killed each year by gun violence, quote-unquote, as the term is usually understood, is about 73% smaller than the figure cited in Bloomberg's ad. That's from Reason Magazine. And it would be reasonable to apply those standards to it because that whole narrative is about a young man, 20-year-old, who was shot and killed. And, of course, they're saying, you know, that's gun violence because he was killed by somebody else. He didn't commit suicide. So that's what they're saying. You know, you're going to go out and you're just minding your own business at midnight, texting somebody, begging for a fight. And he wasn't a child. He wasn't 17 years or younger. He was 20 years old. Now, I'm not saying that this isn't a tragedy for him and for his family. I feel sorry for them. But the way to address this is not to take away firearms in the Second Amendment from people who are responsible. It's not to punish responsible people. It's to do parenting and to not allow somebody, if they're going to be a child and they're going to portray this individual who is 20 years old as a child and have his mother on, well, then let's talk about parenting just like we talk about the children separated at the border. What kind of parenting is that? If you're going to drag your child across that dangerous border where that's filled with cartels or even traffic them, paying off the cartels and join the cartels, you think maybe you and your child might be separated by the cartels? You think both of you might be trafficked if they want to do something like that? What's to stop them from doing that? How is that not child endangerment? I mean, do we have, on the liberal side, do we have any responsibility for parents at all? I don't think so. So the bottom line is the real number is about 900, not 2,900. So you start out by saying, well, actually the organization that they quoted, if you look at their numbers, it's not 2,900, it's 1,500. And then you discount that by another 600 because 40% of those who die at that age, it's suicide. So that leaves us with 900, not 2,900. So he tripled the number. And then he put out a fake narrative about that, saying that, you know, this is gun violence against children. And then he picks a 20-year-old who is roaming around at 20 years old looking for a fight. That's Michael Bloomberg. But let's talk about some of the other ads that were on the Super Bowl. You know, there was an interesting ad that was put out by the WeatherTech CEO. He spent $6 million essentially to thank the organization, the vets, who saved his dog from cancer. Let's play that video, video clip number 4.
Hi, I'm Scout, and I'm a lucky dog. And it's not just because I found this cool stick, or that I was in the WeatherTech commercial on the big game last year. It's that I'm a cancer survivor, had a tumor on my heart, and only a 1% chance of survival. I'm alive thanks to a cutting-edge program at the University of Wisconsin School of Veterinary Medicine. Their research has the potential to save millions of pets' lives.
Pets make a difference in your life. You can make a difference in theirs. Donate now at weathertech.com/donate.
There you go. Now, that is a heartwarming ad. And I think that is much better than these, you know, look at me, the big production ads and everything. Quite frankly, I applaud him for doing that. However, why is he allowed to run an ad talking about how his dog's life was saved? And yet you have the NFL and Fox Sports shut down this ad, Faces of Change, that talked about people who are alive because they survived abortion. Do they not have any value? Evidently not. Evidently, Fox and NFL think that they have less value than a dog. Let's play video clip number 6. This was not allowed.
Will you look me in the eye?
Can you look me in the eye and tell me that I shouldn't be alive?
Can you tell me that I didn't deserve to survive?
One reality binds us together.
One event we all share.
One choice tried to steal our lives.
But we survived.
We are the survivors of choice.
We are the faces of choice.
I am the face of choice.
That's right. You can celebrate the fact that we saved a dog's life, but you can't be told about the choices that are destroying people's lives. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Money.
This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch. I'm pointing out the way forward, things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us, and it's symbiotic. My friends, I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen, fluoride's the bad halogen. And people told me about it for years, and I didn't listen, and I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Grip like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine, atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock, X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I'm telling you, folks, get it. It's amazing. Discover the benefits, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity. And I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar. And you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
The demand for food has not let up. We are selling record amounts of it. Everybody else is basically already sold out, or they have giant wait lists. Our suppliers have it in-house, and it's taken 7 to 10 days to deliver because, again, they have to package it. They're running 24 hours a day. But in a few days, they're telling me it may go to a longer wait if you haven't gotten your order in. So I wouldn't procrastinate. We wanted this virus to be petering out. We wanted it to just be hype. Looks like it is really, really bad and is man-made. And so that's why we're seeing the huge freak out. So get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. That helps fund our operation. It's insurance you can eat. A total 360 win. Again, get your food and actually get it delivered at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your order in. It's locked in, guaranteed 7 to 10 days. InfoWarsStore.com. And regardless, it funds the operation. We also have the immune gargle at 40% off. We are going to sell out of that, but I'm just keeping it at that sales price. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones here, reporting from the road on the incredibly dangerous developments concerning the coronavirus. It has now infected hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. It is now spread across the entire planet. And, of course, we've now discovered that, indeed, it is man-made and engineered. We're covering it live, all with our team at InfoWars.com/show and band.video. On top of that, we have the patented nanosilver that Congress, A&M, and Homeland Security have certified is able to take out the corona family viruses, the SARS. That's what it comes out of. We have that at 40% off, despite the fact it's selling out in three different sizes, at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's what I'm using, what my family's using as a frontline defense. Nothing's perfect except, you know, prayer and God's intervention. And we hope that this thing isn't as bad as it looks. But definitely, we know why governments are panicking right now, because this is certainly a bizarre virus.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, we're talking about the deception. We're talking about Bloomberg, his lies, essentially tripling the number of children, as he says, dying from gun violence. Everything about that ad was a lie. The poor young man who was killed, and that was not a child. He's 20 years old. He was out at midnight looking for a fight. This is not children being gunned down in the streets because of out-of-control firearms. But they even went to the same source, as I just broke down the numbers for you. The actual numbers were 1,500, and then 40% of those were suicide. So the actual number is 900, not 2,900. And they got rid of children and teens. The stats were about kids who were 17 years and younger. Again, the person that they used in this as a poster child was 20 years old in that story. And it was a tragedy. I'm not saying it's not a tragedy. But everything about it was a lie. First, they take it from a 20-year-old to teens, 17 years and younger. Then they got rid of the term teens and talked about children. Then they inflated the number by a factor of 3. So it's a total lie. But what you ought to really be concerned about is the attitudes of people like Elizabeth Warren, like Bloomberg, like Bernie Sanders, quite frankly. They know what's good for you, and they're going to force it on you at the barrel of, with a barrel of a gun. You know, Bloomberg, I'll just remind you, as people were talking to him about his soda pop taxes, he doubled down. And he said, yeah, you know, taxing the poor, it's for their own good. You know, you don't have enough sense not to drink too much soda. So it's just kind of, he justifies his authoritarian, unconstitutional policies that treat you as if you are his slave, his employee. He justifies that by saying you're too stupid to know. I'm doing this for your own good. And it's good to tax the poor. And I'll just remind you, because he just put out his massive plan, portraying that as if that was going to be a tax on rich people like him. If you believe that, I've got a bridge I can sell you in Brooklyn. And so here's video clip number one, Bloomberg saying taxing the poor is good. It's good to be the king. Video clip number one.
Say, well, taxes are regressive, but in this case, yes, they are. That's the good thing about them, because the problem is in people that don't have a lot of money. And so higher taxes should have a bigger impact on their behavior and how they deal with themselves. So I listen to people saying, oh, we don't want to tax the poor. Well, we want the poor to live longer so that they can get an education and enjoy life. And that's what, why you do want to do exactly what a lot of people say you don't want to do. The question is, do you want to pander to those people, or do you want to get them to live longer? And there's just no question. If you raise taxes on full sugary drinks, for example, they will drink less. And there's just no question that full sugar drinks are one of the major contributors to obesity, and obesity is one of the major contributors to heart disease and cancer and a variety of other things. Mm. So it's like saying, I don't want to stop using coal, because coal miners will go out of work.
Well, we want them to go out of work.
We have a lot of soldiers in the United States and the U.S. Army, but we don't want to go start a war just to give them something to do.
And well, I thought you did. Exactly, I thought you guys did that all the time.
When you say, well, let's keep coal killing people because we don't want coal miners to lose their jobs. The truth of the matter is there aren't very many coal miners left anyways, and we can find other things to do. But the comparison is a life or a job or taxes or life. Which do you want to do? Take your poison.
So it's regressive.
Take your poison.
It is good. There are lots of tax experts
it's progressive,
in the room,
which is good,
and fiscal experts, and I'm very pleased that they hear you say that. And they all say the two things in life which are absolutely certain. One is death, the other one is tax. So you use one to defer the other
one. Unless you're rich,
that's correct.
And you don't pay the tax.
That is exactly right. Well said.
Death is still certain. But not the taxes, if you're rich enough. As we get lectured there at the International Monetary Fund, you have these elitists, Christine Lagarde and Mike Bloomberg. Oh, this is progressive. This is good. Yes, yeah. Look, they are sending people off to die to give them something to do. and so that they can sell weapon systems. That's what we talk about all the time here. That's what's behind all of these continuing, never-ending wars. It is a jobs program, not necessarily for the soldiers, but for the military-industrial complex and the politicians who get their money from that. But for Bloomberg to say, coal miners, yeah, let's put them out of business. We're back to that again, folks. Let me tell you something, just like it is with guns, right? Guns is a two-way street. Guns can be used to attack people. Guns can be used to defend people, to defend innocent life. And you can look at this situation with the coal miners. Frankly, Mike, this is not about saving jobs for coal miners. This is about my standard of living, my family's standard of living, and our life expectancy. That is a greater indicator of our life expectancy than trying to save people with your coal attacks. Because when we look at what happens when people have cheap and available energy, it's been proven over and over again. You look at the societies where people, we call them developed societies. You know what developed them? Energy use. It not only improves our quality of life, but it improves our length of life. Statistically, that's shown to be true. And if you kill affordable energy production, you can see this in decreased life expectancy. We've already seen this in many places in Europe. In Germany, when they increased the cost of energy because of their green regulations, you had a lot of people who were poor. The poor people, elderly on pensions, were freezing to death in the winter. This is something, or just take a look at what happens when you cut the power off. Remember when we had the hurricane there in Florida? It's going to happen when you artificially cut the power off because of politics and not because of a hurricane. You had a lot of people in retirement homes where they didn't have any air conditioning. What happened to them in Florida? They died from the heat. You're going to have poor people dying from the heat, poor people dying from the cold, a lot of people who can't afford an energy bill now. What happens? They start a fire. An open fire in their apartment complex. It gets out of control, burns down the apartment complex. But people die because they can't afford the energy. But he has the audacity to say that it's we're going to make sure that you can't afford to have power. We're going to make sure that you can't afford to have a sugary drink. It's one of the few pleasures in life that the poor have. That's why they're so obese, is their addiction to sugar. I'm not advocating the use of Coca-Cola, but things do go better with Coke. And you can hope that they turn maybe to the sugar version of Coke rather than the street version of Coke to try to have their time pass away because they have no hope living in a place like New York City that he's presided over, where you have this stratification between the very rich and the very poor and no middle class. They've been completely wiped out by the Democrat policies. And there is no hope of upward mobility, just dictates from above, from people like Bloomberg and Christine Lagarde. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Well, it's here, the year 2020. World government's out in the open. We've got the predicted mass pandemics, and they're calling for global government as the answer. And we've got massive, huge censorship taking place that's coordinated by big tech and banks against people that promote America and guns and freedom and Jesus and the family and the protection of the unborn. Wow. Yes, now we know we're right. The New World Order's real, Satanism's real, the pedophile elite are real, but we're real as well, and we love God, and we're standing up and saying no. But I just want to make the point here, 1 month into 2020, that we have never been in Kansas. We have never been in some smallville place that didn't matter. Everything we do, every decision we make governs the future of our species and everything we've gone through and everything we're going to go through. So it's an incredible time to be alive. I'm going to thank you all for being aware and being involved. But just remember, your action now via prayer, word of mouth, and financial support of InfoWarsStore.com is critical. So please take action.
We're seeing unprecedented orders for storable foods. I would have storable foods because 2020 is a very dangerous year. The bubble is so huge and could pop. I hope it doesn't. It's incredibly dangerous and it'll cause. Well, you don't need me to tell you what will happen if this giant bubble pops. So I've been promoting storable foods to everybody because they're high quality. It's insurance you can eat. It lasts 25 years. We go out and find the very best companies that have the very best quality at the very lowest price. And that's My Patriot Supply. And then so that I have my own private label of their full spectrum of food, we private label it as InfoWars Select. And they are saying that they've never sold this much food. They're still able within 7 to 10 days to ship it to you. If you get your orders in on their small orders, their big orders, 7 to 10 days, it will be shipped out to you if you get your order in now. But just as sure as the sun came up, it's all selling out right now. So get your orders in for high quality storable foods right now for all the reasons out there. And it's insurance you can eat and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win.
InfoWarsStore.com.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get ChillForce today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
Folks, once you need the food, once you need the water filters, once you need the masks, it'll be too late to get them. You got to get them now before you find that you require them for survival. Trust us, this is not something to be messing around with. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com, make your purchase today, and at least have that part of survival covered. The food, the time it will take for the rest of society to collapse or calm down or whatever the case may be. The RZ Air Filtration Mask M2 Mesh. I have one of those personally. I've got a couple of these things off the old InfoWars store. I am prepared. Are you? If you're not, InfoWarsStore.com on sale now. Everything you need to prepare yourself for whatever comes next, folks. It's not necessarily the disease. It's the panic that surrounds the disease. It's the collapse that the disease would bring upon that you need to be prepared for. Food will be off the shelves. Water won't be available. You might not even be able to leave your house. You got to be prepared before it comes down.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
It's your move. And now, the David Knight Show.
I have one more thing to say about the gun issue. And that is an article from Rolling Stone. They were absolutely incredulous that fully armed rally goers could enter Kentucky's Capitol building without any resistance from security guards. They couldn't believe that that was happening. They were very, very alarmed. The security guards were not. That's the good news. But they said, you know, look at what happened in Virginia. You know, we had a rally with people exercising not only their constitutional, but, right to carry arms, but also protected under state law. And you basically had the governor of Virginia try to turn that into a martial law scenario, hoping they could, we're going to shelter in place. You had Democrats saying, I'm sheltering in place. I'm taking cover. Now, war is about to break out. And Rolling Stone thought the same thing. Armed gun owners, they report, rallied in Kentucky, entering the state's Capitol building on Friday. The gathering was organized by the group We Are Kentucky Gun Owners. They were spurred into action when Virginia's governor, Northam, pushed for new gun control measures that led to threats of violence from him, quite frankly. It was the Democrats who were threatening violence. It was the Democrats who were threatening to use the military to declare martial law. who are trying to fearmonger everybody, saying, these people are coming to kill us. No, no, not at all. He declared a state of emergency, astonishingly, says the Rolling Stone report. And according to the Louisville Courier-Journal, visitors to the Capitol building in Kentucky, however, are banned from entering with umbrellas or sticks. But, you know, they let people in with guns. See, the thing is, we don't have enshrined as a constitutional right of the people the right to carry umbrellas and sticks. The right to carry firearms. That's what we have the right to carry. That's what it says, Rolling Stone, just in case you don't know. But anyway, so they were amazed that security guards were waving the people openly carrying guns or waving them around the metal detectors and then had other people going through metal detectors. Let me explain that to the Rolling Stones people, okay? The whole reason we got into this scenario where you have to have permission to carry firearms, all the gun control laws originally began because people were concerned about concealed carry. And that's why they're, you know, looking to see if anybody's got any concealed weapons. If you've got a firearm on you, you know, going back to before these people were born, before I was born, quite frankly, you know, if you're walking around with a gun, you know, people, oh, that guy's got a gun, must be polite to him, and so forth. The concern was about somebody who was concealing a gun because the implication was that they were up to no good, right? It's like somebody running around with a mask. You think that maybe they're going to do something that, you know, they're up to no good. And so you started having laws about concealed carry, and they started permitting concealed carry. Doing that. And that's why this is why they're letting the people with firearms walk around the scanners that are looking for concealed weapons. But they know that these people are law-abiding citizens who are there to exercise their First Amendment and their Second Amendment together. One guy says, completely blew my mind. Be able to walk in completely armed with the guns. They trust us. I'm not a Kentucky resident. I'm from Virginia. Yeah, and that's why he was surprised, because look at this. In Kentucky, they respect the law. Absolutely amazing. But yeah, that's and here's the bottom line, Rolling Stone and Louisville Courier Journal. Nobody died. Nobody was harmed. As I've said before, every time I've been at a political rally or protest, even a situation like the Bundy Ranch situation, I don't think that would have gone down peacefully if the people there had not been armed. That was not a threat. It was mutually assured destruction was what it was. I mean, that's why you have an armed populace. And every time, doesn't matter whether it was down in San Antonio, where people were protesting the harassment of people who were open carrying down there, which was legal, by the police. It doesn't matter where it is. If you have firearms, it is a safer situation. It really is. It's only when you get into the... It's so counterintuitive for these liberals. They just, no matter how many times it happens, no matter how many times they see it, they think that everybody's going to be safe if you have a school or a church or an area where no firearms are allowed. Everybody is safe. No, that's where all the shootings occur. And then you have these rallies where you have hundreds or thousands of people show up carrying firearms openly, and nobody gets hurt because you don't start it. An armed society is a polite society. That's the bottom line. All right, let's get into some serious, after we've explained that to the liberals. Now, let's talk seriously about Rush Limbaugh yesterday. You know, saw all the reports that he has advanced lung cancer. And for some reason, as I tweeted out this morning, for some reason, the media ignored what Rush Limbaugh said about God. You know, he had a lot to say as he talked about what he was going to have to go through. One of the things that they did not talk about, he said, I've had so much support from family and friends during this time that it's been tremendous. I told the staff today that I have a deeply personal relationship with God that I do not proselytize about, but I do. And I've been working that relationship tremendously. And so I'm very glad to see that, quite frankly. You know, God is in control of this. Everything is going to be in his timing. I was very upset to see, even on the tweet where I said, you know, best wishes to Rush, essentially. We're praying for you. I was really upset to see so many leftists celebrating the fact that Rush Limbaugh has cancer. Obviously, these people have never had cancer. They've never known anyone who's had cancer, family or friends. If you have had that, I can't imagine you being that cold-hearted that you could celebrate anybody having cancer. I guess these people think that they're going to live forever, that they're never going to get cancer. But we're not going to live forever. Every one of us here is terminal. We just don't know how long we have or when that's going to happen. You know, it is a horrible way to die. I've had family members who have died from cancer, and I wouldn't want to wish that on anybody. But, you know, there is a fate that is worse than cancer, and I'm glad that Rush appears to not be in danger of that fate. If he knows God, I hope that that truly is the case. And sometimes, you know, cancer, even though it is a terrible illness, it can be good in the sense that it gives you time to reflect on your life. You know, our life here is not about money. It's not about audience. It's about many other things, and it gives him a time, I think, to reflect on that. So I'm glad to see that he made that comment. One of the things that he said, though, which I thought was kind of strange, I don't see... When I talk about God on this program, I don't see that as proselytizing. As a matter of fact, I'm very explicit about it because I think I get a lot of criticism from people, and I've gotten a very thick skin about that criticism. But I tell you, one of the most cutting criticisms that I had, and the guy didn't mean it to harm me, was after a speech I gave. A guy came up and said, I didn't realize you were a Christian. And I thought, whoa, That's not a good thing. You know, I try to give you the news. I try to give you the good news to go along with so much of the bad news. I mean, we got nothing but bad news for the most part. We can laugh about what's going on with some of this stuff, but you need to understand and your family. And that's why I'm here. You know, what do I do this for? Obviously, I'm not doing it for millions of dollars. I'm doing this because I see things and I want to warn people about it. That's my position. You know, I'm like a watcher on the wall. I'm like intelligence, if you want to think about it, recognizance about this stuff. So I'm doing recon. I'm trying to tell you what I see as a warning. I don't know if that's going to be listened to. I don't know if what I'm saying is going to be used by God as judgment on this country. I don't know. But I think we need to stop looking for saviors and presidents and pundits. We need to understand there's only one savior. And we need to stop looking to politics to save us. That's the big problem in this country. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The demand for food has not let up. We are selling record amounts of it. Everybody else is basically already sold out, or they have giant wait lists. Our suppliers have it in-house. It's taken 7 to 10 days to deliver because, again, they have to package it. They're running 24 hours a day. But in a few days, they're telling me it may go to a longer wait if you haven't gotten your order in. So I wouldn't procrastinate. We wanted this virus to be petering out. We wanted it to just be hype. Looks like it is really, really bad and is man-made. And so that's why we're seeing the huge freak out. So get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. That helps fund our operation. It's insurance you can eat. A total 360 win. Again, get your food and actually get it delivered at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your order in. It's locked in, guaranteed 7 to 10 days. InfoWarsStore.com. And regardless, it funds the operation. We also have the Immune Guard with 40% off. We are going to sell out of that, but I'm just keeping it at that sales price. InfoWarsStore.com.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globals run for their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American revolution. Be part of crushing the globalist. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's amazing that we have the only patented nano silver that's been found by Homeland Security to take out SARS, which is the same family as the coronavirus. We have it in our super silver toothpaste. We have it in our super blue toothpaste. We have it in the immune gargle products. And, of course, it's in the super silver wound gel that is sold nationally. We just private label it from the people that produce it, the nanotech company out of Colorado. And we have a stockpile of it, but we've already sold half of the stockpile of it, and I'm still offering the products at 40 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com until they sell out, which most of these products are set to sell out within days or then about another week. So go to InfoWarsStore.com to get your immune gargle, to get the toothpaste, and to get the super silver wound gel. But the immune gargle is what is so important because you gargle with it and can also drink it. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I'm going to talk about the coronavirus as coming up in the next segment. I want to spend a little bit of time talking about cancer, talking about medical marijuana. You know, we had a medical marijuana TV ad that was also banned from the Super Bowl. And this was a year ago when CBS was covering it. You know, talked about how, yeah, isn't that interesting? You know, we can have a heartwarming ad about a dog whose life was saved by some vets. And the CEO of WeatherTech spends $6 million to run that ad and say, hey, if you want to donate to these people who did a great thing, save my dog, and they're saving other dogs' lives, great. But if you want to try to save the lives of humans, we don't want to hear, said Fox News and the NFL, we don't want to hear from 14 people who survived an abortion because their lives don't matter. They don't give them as much respect as they do a dog. Isn't that amazing? And it was a year ago that we had a medical marijuana TV ad that was banned from the Super Bowl by CBS. So I'm going to run that ad for you. And then I'm going to talk about another high-profile celebrity besides Rush who had cancer and attributes her turnaround to the use of marijuana as medicine. You know, there's a lot of very natural, safe, and effective products out there that they hope that you don't use. They want to sell you very expensive, very ineffective products. I mean, I continue to look at this, and I tweeted it out. Libertarian is my Twitter account. You'll have to look hard to find it, and once you do, subscribe. They will not tell you when I tweet. They even banned my wife, unfollowed me from her account after they tried to convince her to turn off notifications from me, after they tried to convince her to follow AOC. They eventually unfollowed her from me. So that's Twitter. But again, for whoever sees it, I retweeted something somebody put up. It was a vaping store, and they'd closed down. I said, we'd almost put big tobacco out of business, and then the government got involved. And that's right. It's a shame, isn't it? And that's really what's going on with our health care as well. I mean, it's not just vaping. You can, I don't care what your opinion is about vaping, whether you think it's a good thing or you think it's a bad thing. The bottom line is it ain't the government's business. It's not their business. None of their business. They don't have the authority to do this on the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. And yet the same people, the FDA, who did that, are also telling you, and this is what I retweeted that with my comment about stem cells. They're telling you, not just that you can't use vaping, because some people might look at that and say, well, no, you could have some pretty harmful stuff that you could vape, and I don't think maybe that, we ought to protect people from that for their own good. There's that sign there. We ought to protect people for their own good, just like, Mike Bloomberg wants to protect you from soda pop, and he'll steal your money to do it. Because that's really all that's happening. I don't think it's really cut down on people's use of soda pop. You know, probably what they've got now is an underground market of people shipping in Coke and Pepsi from New Jersey. Just like they do cigarettes. Lucy's. Of course, I guess you could also probably get strangled by one of Bloomberg's finest if you're selling individual cans of soda on the street. Like they did Eric Garner for selling Lucy's, individual cigarettes. Nevertheless. When we look at stem cells, right, we can all say, well, you know, too much Coke and soda is bad for you, and maybe, you know, any of it is bad for you, okay? Maybe all of tobacco is bad for you. Maybe all of vaping is bad for you. But we're talking about a situation where with stem cells, using your own stem cells, this is something that the FDA has never claimed that they had authority over, taking something out of your body, doing something to it, and putting it back in. And we've had for the longest time, we've had in vitro fertilization, where you take egg and sperm from a couple, you fertilize them in glass, and then you implant it back into the woman. That is a much more complicated procedure than what's involved in using your own stem cells. You remove some fat from your stomach. You put it in a centrifuge. You take those stem cells, you culture them, and put them back in the person that they came from. And the FDA wants to claim that it has authority to stop that? And the bottom line is that we've had thousands of people who've done this. We've not had any serious problems with any of it. And we've had 80% cure of some very serious chronic diseases, whether it's autism or autoimmune or whether it is, many other illnesses. The long list. I talked to Kristen Camella, U.S. Stem Cells. They've shut that down. They have destroyed and confiscated and destroyed stem cells that my family had stored, our own stem cells. I cannot get over the outrage of this, and it is done simply for money because big pharmaceutical companies want to be able to patent stem cell treatment, that stem cells that they've taken from aborted fetuses, from aborted babies. The level of criminality involved in the federal government is beyond description. When I look at this kind of stuff, makes me want to throw up. Makes me want to throw up. But I want to talk a little bit about, I'm coming up about the coronavirus. You know, one of the things that Alex has pointed out, and it is true. You've heard the commercial during the breaks where he's talking about nano silver. You know, we've had studies in the past when MERS came around. MERS was like 2002, 2003. They did in vitro tests on the MERS virus, basically put it in a glass, and then they hit it with nano silver. And guess what? It killed it. Most effective thing they found to kill it in vitro, in glass. And we've got a lot of different products that have nano silver. You can get our Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. We have it in various sizes. We have our 16-ounce bottle is 20% off, but we've got, I think, four different sizes. You can get the all sizes combo and you can save 41% off of the price of buying them individually. And so that's something you should think about. As a matter of fact, you know, one of the stories that I'm going to be talking about here in the coronavirus is that they found one of the people who was sick. They found the virus still alive on a doorknob. They said, ooh, you can pick this up with your hands. Well, if you're concerned about that, we have a nano silver product. Our Super Blue Skin Cream has nano silver in it, and it is 33% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Winter Sun, which is a great way to improve your immune system, a natural way to improve your immune system at a time when you're not getting a lot of sunlight during the winter. Winter Sun, our vitamin D formula, is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And then, of course, you can prepare with food. That is my biggest concern. I'm still, you know, weighing the two different sides as to what's going on with coronavirus, as you'll hear when we cover this. I'm very concerned about what's happening with our biosafety labs that we have all over this country with our biowarfare program that's here in America. And I have no problem believing that China was trying to copy and steal this information in their first biosafety level lab, that things got out of hand and it got out. I think, to me personally, that is the most likely scenario. I don't know what's going on, quite frankly. I hope this is a false alarm like we've seen in the past with SARS and with the swine flu. My biggest concern is to be forced to take a particular type of medication. My biggest concern is to be quarantined, because I know these are the two things that the globalists want. And so I want to make sure that I'm immune to that by making sure that I've got my own food. And I can do my own self-quarantine. I don't get lumped together in some giant sick house with everybody else in some kind of a FEMA camp martial law scenario. So that's my biggest concern. And if that's your concern as well, you can find our emergency survival foods at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you don't need them now, they'll be good for 25 years. Non-GMO, made in America, the best packaging you're going to find anywhere. InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's talk a little bit about another celebrity who had a bout with cancer, Olivia Newton-John. She's had breast cancer, and actually it has recurred with her. This is her third bout of it. She was diagnosed with her third bout of cancer in 2017, 3 years ago, after she was successfully cured of the disease in 1992 and 2013. After this third bout, she said that she has now had a turnaround. She ascribes it to medicinal cannabis and to other natural remedies. She said, my tumors are receding, or they're going away, or they're staying the same. On a stage 4 metastatic breast cancer, that's pretty amazing. In other words, it's a final stage, and it has metastasized to various other parts of her body. And yet she says the tumors are receding or going away. If I hadn't had the experience I'm having with cannabis, I wouldn't have been able to talk about it. For me, the proof is in the pudding, and I'm the pudding. She said it has helped her with both pain and with sleep, with her cancer having spread to her lower back. She's been a passionate advocate of medicinal cannabis. She's also spent time lobbying the Australian government to approve the treatment. She said she'd been flat on her back throughout the treatment with medical cannabis, and she was feeling fantastic. I hope to be able soon to offer that to everyone. That's my dream. And why shouldn't we, right? We'll talk about the ad about medical marijuana that was banned in last year's Super Bowl when we come back. Stay with us.
There's a lot of phony garbage out there in the world. A lot of people that never deliver. Well, I'm here to tell you, InfoWars has delivered in royal flush, in a handful of Ace of Spades, because of God, because of the audience of activists, and because of the great team at InfoWars. And we are all a team, ladies and gentlemen. So right now, humanity's awakening. It's explosive. It's powerful. It's incredible. But there's major obstacles coming down the road. And the only way we can effectively fight the NWO and stay in the game, like InfoWars is, the tip of the spear, is your financial support. We make it really easy at InfoWarsStore.com. But I am blowing through our backup money right now with our reporters doing triple the work they ever have because they volunteered to do it. And Owen and the rest of the crew will fight 18 hours a day, 7 days a week during this election year that's so critical, but they need the financing to put them in the field. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and fight for your own future.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
I was just talking about Olivia Newton-John, saying that she'd had her third bout of breast cancer. It was stage four. It had metastasized to other parts of her body, to her lower back and so forth. She was in extreme pain, could not sleep. She said, however, this time, unlike the other two times, this time she says, I'm feeling great. The tumors seem to be receding, and she's been using cannabis and natural remedies, she said. Now, a year ago, when the Super Bowl was carried by CBS, you had a group that wanted to run an ad talking about medical marijuana, and they were told that they could not run that ad by CBS. I want to play that ad for you right now. That's video clip number 11, the ad that CBS would not run.
Austin would have dozens to hundreds of seizures every single day. None of the prescriptions would work. One pill almost killed our son.
I've had three back surgeries, and I was on opioids for 15 years. It was a very dark, very depressive time in my life.
After my injury, I felt like I couldn't live with the pain, but I couldn't live with this treatment long term. It was unbearable.
I don't have to live like that anymore.
Medical cannabis saved Austin's life.
Cannabis has given me my life back.
There are families in other states having to watch their children die.
I want to see my brothers and sisters who sacrificed so much for this country have access to the safest treatment possible. This really is an injustice.
It's not just unfair, it's cruel.
That's right. Now, why do you think that CBS would not run that? It wouldn't have anything to do with all the money that big pharmaceutical companies spend running ads on CBS and Fox News and CNN and MSNBC and so forth, right? Would it? That wouldn't have anything at all to do with the fact that nobody complains about the horrible side effects, the horrible costs of what they do. As a matter of fact, they raised a lot of issues when President Trump said, we're going to require, this hasn't gone into effect yet, I don't believe. I don't watch that much television to know. but we're going to require that if your drug that you're advertising costs more than, I think the amount was like $500 a month to use, that you're going to have to list that price, how much it costs. Because some of these drugs that they use to treat chronic conditions that aren't going to go away, they're just treating the symptoms. Some of those drugs cost $10,000 a month. For some of the autoimmune drugs, for example. And people need to know that. They should also know, and I imagine maybe they do mention it real rapidly in those disclaimers, that some of those drugs will also give you cancer. That's one of the side effects. It's amazing to me to watch these drug commercials and to hear when they start listing off the side effects that many times one of the side effects is to exacerbate what you're taking it for. Whatever the problem is, it makes it worse. And then it has all these other side effects that are there. But again, that was banned by CBS last year because they don't want you to know about safe and effective natural treatment. That very first profile that they had there, they had three different people. The first one was a boy who'd had hundreds of seizures a day. One dose of the medication just about killed him. We had here in Texas an exception, even though we still have marijuana as a class one drug here in Texas, which basically says, according to the UN, to the federal government and to the state of Texas, says that marijuana doesn't have any medical uses. That's what a class one drug is. And we all know that that's a lie. Of course, the entire war on drugs is a lie. It's coming to us from the UN. But it's kind of odd to me. And I'm glad that it happened, but they carved out an exception for people who are having uncontrollable seizures here in Texas, where they don't allow you to have medical marijuana for anything else. That's a very well-known example there. Eventually, we're going to crack that hard-headed corruption. We'll talk more about this when we come back. Stay with us.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
I just played for you, as we're talking about ads that are allowed by mainstream media and by the NFL. and ads that are not allowed by them. You're allowed to celebrate the salvation of a dog's life. You're not allowed to celebrate the salvation of 14 people who survived abortion. You're not allowed to have that. You're allowed to see ads about other kinds of medication, but you're not allowed to see ads about medical marijuana. That was banned a year ago by CBS from that Super Bowl. I played that ad for you. They had three people, a boy who had survived hundreds of seizures a day. No traditional medication had helped him. And as I pointed out, they have a very tiny exception carved out of the law here in Texas that allows you to use medical marijuana to control seizures. You know, the irony of this is that many of these people who have uncontrollable seizures, it's a result of an adverse reaction to a vaccine. And big pharmaceutical companies don't want you to have access to natural medical marijuana that would stop the adverse reactions to their mandated, soon to be mandated, in many cases already mandated vaccines. The second one was a man who had been addicted to opioids. And of course, medical marijuana can get you off of opioid addiction, and it can help you with the pain without becoming addictive. And then finally, a veteran who was in severe pain after his leg was amputated, so he could ameliorate the pain without getting addicted to opioids. All of them said that medical marijuana made life livable. And so the point of the ad was to push for legalization of medical marijuana at the federal level. Well, here's where we need to wake up. I talk about medical marijuana. I think that people ought to be able to have any kind of natural medicine that's available out there. The government doesn't have the authority to tell us what medication we can have. They do not have the authority to mandate, without our informed consent, what medication we must have. If you accept either of those principles, if you accept that the government can force you to take medication, which is what we're talking about with these vaccine mandates and so forth, if you accept that, then the government can withhold safe and effective medication to give you dangerous, ineffective, and expensive medication from big pharmaceutical companies. So you either have human rights or you are a slave of government and corporations. Take your pick. And we don't have to hope that we're going to have some Supreme Court justices who pay attention to the Constitution, or hope that we get a president who's going to somehow appoint judges out of this pool of bureaucrats that we're allowed to choose from, that are going to be reliable and support the Constitution. We don't have to do that. We can do it on our own. That's the message of medical marijuana and state after state where we have had referenda. And folks, that can also apply to other issues of life. That can apply to abortion. We don't have to beg the Supreme Court to allow us to stop people from killing babies. We don't have to ask them. They don't have the authority. They don't have the authority to define what marriage is, regardless of what you think about marriage. Do your own thing. I mean, you know, do it at the local level. Cut these people off. Get Washington out of your life. Come on. I don't want their approval. I don't need their approval. And you don't either. And medical marijuana shows us that. Yeah, we can lobby people. We can, you know, try to explain to people why you would want to have this. But I don't care what Washington says. Even Jeff Sessions knows that he doesn't have the authority to enforce a ban on medical marijuana. It's why he did nothing. If he had tried to do something, it would have shown that the emperor has no clothes. Because I guarantee you, with the broad public support of medical marijuana, people would have brought up the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, and it would have blown not only the war on drugs, but it would have blown gun control laws. It would have blown out all the stuff about abortion and marriage. You name it. So many different places. Virtually everything that the federal government does, they have no authority for. They've got a lot of force that they can use, but they don't have much authority. They are a paper tiger that we allow to rule us out of our passivity, our supine, cowering before them, and our ignorance. And we need to stop that. And medical marijuana shows you this. We've had 2/3 of the states have basically nullified federal overreach on marijuana. They've said, not here, not here. And Jeff Sessions was a poster child to tell you, that's right. I ain't got no authority to do that. And I hope people don't vote for him in Alabama. That's why I had Roy Moore on. Vote for somebody. Roy Moore was the only person in the forum of Republicans running for Senate. The only one who, when they asked about medical marijuana, because that is a popular issue, that is going to be a losing issue for any of these Republican candidates who get it, especially Jeff Sessions. It's a key issue because he talked so much about it and was afraid to do anything about it. And Doug Jones, a Democrat, has taken that on. Because that's one of the few things that he's got on his side. Most people don't want to lock people up for life for using a plant to treat themselves with. I mean, that is the absurd situation that's here. But only Roy Moore, out of the Republicans, had the respect for the Constitution and the backbone to say, I don't agree with it, but we don't have any constitutional authority to ban it. We got to get back to the Constitution because it's destroying our country. And he's absolutely right. And that's why I had him on. People need to hear that the government doesn't have authority to dictate all these things to us. Yeah, one more thing. Judicial supremacy must be destroyed. Federal supremacy must be destroyed. It was never, never the intention. It's a bad idea, and it's not. There's no authority for it. It's not legal. It's not constitutional. And so the point of the ad was to push for legalization of medical marijuana on the federal level. Here's the point of what we've seen over the last few years. The point is that you can change the federal government without having a violent revolution. You know, I had Richard Proctor on last week. We talked about, well, can these Virginia counties secede from Virginia and join West Virginia? Well, to do that legally, they have to have the permission of both state legislatures in Virginia and West Virginia, and permission of the federal government, you know, the Congress, to do that. That ain't going to happen. Virginia's not going to let them go, right? So what's their alternative? Well, they could secede, but, of course, the federal government is then going to – they have the right of self-determination. That's what this country was founded on. Look at the Declaration of Independence. You know, when a government becomes abusive – of the rights that we have from God. You know, that's the purpose of government, is to protect those rights. But when it abuses those rights, then it is our right and our duty to alter or to abolish that government. That means that we leave the British government. You know, we didn't have permission from the Parliament to do that. The king did not give his permission. As a matter of fact, they sent armed men to stop it. And so they had to fight for that. But short of secession, which is going to be followed by a violent war, there is an intermediate position, and that is nullification. And we have seen that done with marijuana, and we need to understand how powerful that is. And we need to start applying that in many other areas. Stem cells, for example, that'd be a good start as well. Who can argue that you shouldn't be able to take out cells from your own body and put them back in? Come on. I mean, can't we just say to the FDA, go pound sand. And we can do that with our state legislatures. Do I hear any legislators out there, any Republicans? I know the Democrats don't care about freedom at all anywhere. But do we have any Republicans who will take up that mantle and offer a bill like that and say, not in our state, you're not going to do that? I think it's very healthy that we've got these Second Amendment sanctuary areas. They're saying, I'm not going to do this from the state government. I swore an oath to the Constitution, as did you as a state official. You may violate your oath and try to ban firearms, but we're not going to enforce that here. It's called nullification. That's what the Second Amendment sanctuary cities are about. By the way, the sanctuary cities on immigration are not following the Constitution. That is not nullification. That's not that. They're the ones who are violating their oath to the Constitution. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The demand for food has not let up. We are selling record amounts of it. Everybody else is basically already sold out, or they have giant wait lists. Our suppliers have it in-house. It's taken 7 to 10 days to deliver because, again, they have to package it. They're running 24 hours a day. But in a few days, they're telling me it may go to a longer wait if you haven't gotten your order in. So I wouldn't procrastinate. We wanted this virus to be petering out. We wanted it to just be hype. Looks like it is really, really bad and is man-made. And so that's why we're seeing the huge freak out. So get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. That helps fund our operation. It's insurance you can eat. A total 360 win. Again, get your food and actually get it delivered at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your order in. It's locked in, guaranteed 7 to 10 days. InfoWarsStore.com. And regardless, it funds the operation. We also have the Immune Gargle at 40% off. We are going to sell out of that, but I'm just keeping it at that sales price. InfoWarsStore.com.
Well, it's here. The year 2020. World government's out in the open. We've got the predicted mass pandemics, and they're calling for global government as the answer. And we've got massive, huge censorship taking place that's coordinated by big tech and banks against people that promote America and guns and freedom and Jesus and the family and the protection of the unborn. Wow. Yes, now we know we're right. The New World Order's real. Satanism's real. The pedophile elite are real. But we're real as well, and we love God, and we're standing up and saying no. But I just want to make the point here, 1 month into 2020, that we have never been in Kansas. We have never been in some smallville place that didn't matter. Everything we do, every decision we make governs the future of our species and everything we've gone through and everything we're going to go through. So it's an incredible time to be alive. I'm going to thank you all for being aware and being involved. But just remember, your action now via prayer, word of mouth, and financial support of InfoWarsStore.com is critical. So please take action. We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2, our best-selling deep earth crystals, iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together, super high quality, winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win. This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch. I'm pointing out the way forward, things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us, and it's symbiotic. My friends, I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen, fluoride's the bad halogen. And people told me about it for years and I didn't listen. And I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Grip like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine, atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock, X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm telling you, folks, get it. It's amazing. Discover the benefits and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As Olivia Newton-John was talking about how she said her tumors are shrinking as she was suffering from stage 4 metastatic breast cancer. It had spread to her back. She was in terrible pain. She could not sleep. She said, I treated it with medical marijuana and natural remedies. And one of the things that she said was, she said, months and months of excruciating, sleep-depriving, crying out loud pain. But then she weaned herself off of opioids, using marijuana. And she said her doctors supported that. So she is spreading that news. Look, I'm in favor. I'm not advocating that you use that. I don't know that that works. I'm just telling you that what she had to say. You need to make your own decisions. Make your own informed decisions. I mean, there's a lot of cures out there that are safe and effective and don't do any harm. That ought to be your first concern. And so, you know, you got things like the Gershom cure and so forth, all these different things that are out there. I would change the kinds of stuff that I eat in a heartbeat. I had a situation like that. But anyway, we should be allowed to do that type of thing. And as we look at the fact that she said she had to get off of morphine and opioids, and we've seen people be able to do that, you know, not only stop the addiction of those painkillers, but actually still get pain relief from medical marijuana. You know, even the over-counter drugs, I'll point out, as Rand Paul said in a discussion with a fellow doctor, after he was attacked from behind, he had those 5 ribs broken. He was in excruciating pain. And the doctor asked him, he said, did you take any opioids? Oh, no, 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 not going to take that. And, you know, he pointed out, and both the doctors, you know, were talking about the fact that over-the-counter pain medication is just as effective as opioids, but it's not addictive. It doesn't destroy your life. A software company has now agreed to pay $145 million settlement in part of the opioid kickback scheme. This is another thing about big pharmaceutical companies. As I pointed out last week, the Insys CEO got a total of 5.5 years, I think it was, max. He won't serve all that time. He'll get off for good behavior because, you know, he will behave nicely. Imagine he'll even wear a suit and tie if they want him to, if they give him access to one. I'm sure he'll be the model prisoner, and they'll probably let him off after just a few months. And when it comes to, you know, he's not going to get a lifetime sentence like El Chapo. He's not going to be doing hard time in a communications management unit set up for terrorists and political dissidents like Marty Gottesfeld and Schaefer Cox. No, no. The CEO at Insys isn't going to get that. As a matter of fact, the other people, they were part of this marketing scheme. And I showed you last week when these ridiculous sentences were put out. I showed you how they were doing rap videos, basically telling their sales rep, you know, making it look like they're selling drugs on the street. Because they really were acting like a drug cartel. They had hired sales reps in some cases that were former strippers, and they were plying their trade in order to sell this stuff. And they were getting doctors to recommend this, and they would give them speech honoraria that would amount to 6 figures. And so as part of this, a San Francisco-based developer of IT products, it's called Practice Fusion, kind of like Fusion GPS maybe. Is it affiliated with Fusion GPS? Practice Fusion agreed to pay $145 million to avoid criminal and civil prosecution over accusations that it solicited a $1 million kickback from an unidentified, quote, major opioid manufacturer, unquote, in exchange for using its technology to push doctors toward prescribing more unnecessary opioids. So think about this. Do you think that anybody that is, you know, working with El Chapo, do you think that they just get a slap on the wrist like that? Because, I mean, we're talking about $145 million. I don't know what the deal is with these people. I don't know what their gross revenues are, but they're not having everything taken from them. That's what I pointed out about the Insys CEO. Yeah, he got a fine, and the company got a fine. Actually, I don't know that he got a fine. He got a jail sentence. The company got a fine. A small amount of what they had made. They were able to negotiate with their lawyers, you know, just like you had the Sackler family, Purdue Pharmaceuticals. They were able to negotiate with all these states' attorney general, state attorneys general. They were able to negotiate with them just how much they were going to pay. Well, they don't do that when they come after somebody like El Chapo, right? They just take everything he's got. They take all of his fancy houses and his cars and his bank accounts and anybody who's associated with him, they do the same thing. As a matter of fact, under the war on drugs, they will take your stuff even if you haven't done anything. They can claim that they think that you've got some tenuous connection to marijuana or some other, you know, verboten product. And they can just take your car, your home, your jet, your business, your cash. They can take all that stuff without even charging you with a crime, let alone finding you guilty. And yet, these people who are as guilty as sin get to negotiate a settlement. Isn't that amazing? And they get a little tiny sentence here. Yeah, just think about that. The Insys CEO went to jail for 5.5 years. They bribed doctors into prescribing more of an opioid painkiller called Subsys, a drug intended for advanced cancer patients with a high tolerance for opioids. They prescribed it off-label. In other words, meaning that it wasn't being given to advanced cancer patients to contain. It was just being given for other reasons. But see, this is the issue that I have with the opioid stuff and why I look at this as being more heinous than what these drug dealers like the Sinaloa cartel are doing. And again, Sinaloa cartel and HSBC that was laundering money for them, they got a slap on the wrist. They got caught multiple times laundering money for drug cartels and terrorist organizations. James Comey was on their board of directors. Yeah, that James Comey, who then went from the board of directors of that money laundering drug bank to being the head of the FBI. Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, they give them a slap on the wrist. And the thing that bothers me about this is that you have people who are legitimately in pain, just like Chris Christie talked about his friend that from law school. He injured his back. He goes to the doctors. They prescribe opioids for him. He doesn't know any better because this is early on. He gets addicted to it. And then he loses his job, loses his home, loses his family, and eventually commits suicide. And Chris Christie says, therefore, we must prohibit medical marijuana. And this was years ago. This is back in 2015, 2016, when he was running for president. The total non sequitur of all of this and the double standard is what really makes me sick, because you've got people who are legitimately sick. They're not looking to get high. And people like these companies, like Insys and Purdue Pharmaceutical, bribe doctors to get them hooked on this stuff and destroy their lives. And then they get absolutely no punishment. Absolutely amazing. Stay with us. We'll be right back. There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that in some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job. But now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective. And the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them. But it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy. It was about a week and a half ago that my father came rushing into my office in the morning and said, "Son, you've got to see this. The company that holds the patents on the nano silver that's in our toothpaste, that's in our immune gargle, and that's in some of the other great products like the Super Silver Wound Gel, had reports from back in 2007 with the Pentagon working with A&M and Homeland Security, with the director of Homeland Security, certifying in a restricted document, confidential documents was noted as, that this had been proven in their secret test to be knocking out SARS. Well, ladies and gentlemen, regardless, now they authorized us to talk about this. I talked about it on the show last week, just hiding in plain view. This is a product that we had stockpiled and that we're still selling at 40% off or more with the combos so that you can get it in your hands. It's something that's good for everyday use regardless, and it funds the operation. So InfoWarsStore.com for your immune gargle and other products that contain this key nanosilver. InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product. And we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste. And it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also mineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. And that's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
You know, this is a story that gets to the heart of not only our free speech, but our very existence, the basis of our human rights, and that is being able to deny medical treatment that we that does not have our informed consent, and not having medical care withheld from us because the FDA and big pharmaceutical companies don't want us to have it. I mean, that, you know, if we want to have something, we should be able to have it. It's called informed consent. If you are informed about the risks and you consent to have it, they should not withhold anything from you, and they should not force something on you without your informed consent. For example, vaccines. And I find it interesting that vaccines are at the center also of another one of our primary human rights, and that is free speech and the right to know. Because vaccines are at the forefront of items that they want to censor information about. And we see this coming out of the UK. They're now stepping this up. Not only, now as they have been allowed to use social media to deplatform InfoWars and other people who talk about vaccines, who talk about the climate change hoax and other issues. And again, I believe that it is a hoax. I'll say it plainly. And I'll give you the reasons why I think it's a hoax when I talk about it. If you don't agree with that, fine. I'll tell you why I say it. I don't have any problem. I'm not just saying, well, don't pay any attention. That's what they say. They say, well, we got experts who say otherwise. It's like, well, give us their models. Show us the data. Show me the data. And I'll show you the money. I know who's buying these conclusions. But, you're not allowed to talk about this kind of stuff. We got George Soros doubling down on this. Demanding that, writing an op-ed piece in the New York Times. Saying, we gotta get rid of Zuckerberg because he's not censoring enough. He's censoring too much. So I agree. Let's get rid of him. but for opposite reasons. Nevertheless, in the UK, they're not satisfied with censorship. They want to go on to making speech criminalized. And we see this with, the woman running for dictator here in the United States, Elizabeth Warren. She came out last week and said, if you say anything that we feel is not true and that might affect election outcomes, now what does that cover? That basically covers all political speech, doesn't it? And as I pointed out, as Tom Fitton with Judicial Watch said, we've got data from 8 counties that looks to us like, and here's why we think that's the case, and they lay it all out with the numbers. We think that there are 8 counties who have more than 100% of the eligible voters registered in Iowa. That's a problem. Now, the Iowa Secretary of State comes out and says, that's not true, but he doesn't offer any supporting data. Nevertheless, if we had Elizabeth Warren as dictator and she got her wish to make it a crime to say things that she doesn't agree with that would affect the election outcome, you would see Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch going to prison. And now they're trying to do this everywhere. They're rapidly, because President Trump and conservatives have not done anything to stop the censorship. Not a thing. Not a thing. That silly little garden party that you had with a few people on, few influencers off of social media that were still on social media. They had not suffered any censorship. And with a couple of think tanks that support censorship. Heritage Foundation. Yeah, it's okay. They're big companies. We love corporations. Corporations can do nothing wrong. Well, that's the blind spot of conservatives and libertarians. They think that corporations can do nothing wrong. Liberals and progressives think that that government can do nothing wrong. And they're both wrong. Because what happens is corporations and government get together. And they are the root of all evil. The money that the two of them love becomes the root of all evil. They're now moving ahead, and after the little show garden party, which is the only thing that President Trump has done to protect free speech, now you've got in the UK, and as well as dictator Elizabeth Warren, they have anti-vaccine propaganda, says the UK's new criminal law commissioner. They want to make that a criminal offense. They're going to the next step. It's just inevitable. I mean, we see Glenn Greenwald being arrested. We see Julian Assange being arrested. And now they want to make any speech they don't like criminal. I disagree with you, so I'm going to make it a crime. I'm going to lock you up. We're going back into the dark ages, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we've seen the Star Chamber legal proceedings from the FISA court. We've seen the open corruption of our Department of Justice, of the FBI. We've seen how the NSA and the CIA lie and spy on every single one of us and how they use that star chamber, the FISA court. Better pay attention, because it's not just President Trump. And he's not in the way, quite frankly. It is true. And many of these things are coming after him because they really want to get to you. Well, they're already coming after you when it comes to free speech and when it comes to surveillance. He's not in the way, unfortunately. He's standing with them, allowing this to happen. And the next step is what we see happening in the UK and what will happen if we get a Democrat in. They will criminalize this. It's already happening, as I said, to Julian Assange and to Glenn Greenwald. Considering whether laws should be amended to, quote, lower the threshold of criminality for posting false information online that endangers lives. That's what the new criminal law commissioner in the UK. Her name is Penny Lewis. And this comes right after the health secretary, Matt Hancock, said just as recently as September that he was, quote, looking very seriously, unquote, at making vaccinations compulsory for state school pupils after the UK lost its measles-free country status due to a steady fall in MMR immunization rates. And this is why I have a problem with following everything that our government or the Chinese government tells us about this coronavirus, because I know how these people are trying to push panic people about measles. I've had measles. Everybody my age had measles. Our parents took us down to get measles. It's like, it's time you have your measles. You want to have the measles before you get older, so you have lifetime immunity and you don't have the kind of symptoms that you're going to have if you get older. And the problem is that the MMR vaccines don't convey lifetime immunity. That's why they're talking, well, we've got to do it twice. No, we've got to do it three times. Well, we may have to do it more than that. And you'll have to pay us each time. And then they also have, besides failing to work, they also have adverse side effects. So they're going to mandate it. They're going to criminalize it. And if you speak out about the adverse effects of this, they'll criminalize that. They'll force you without your consent, and then they'll criminalize you so you're not informed. This is what we're looking at coming along the line. Here in Texas, in Fort Worth, we have a young child who has been on life support since she was born. She turned 1 year old this last Saturday. Again, this is out of Fort Worth. Court of Appeals now is going to decide whether or not the baby can remain on life support as her case is playing out. The vice president of Protect Texas's Fragile Kids, Jennifer Hall, said, I see a girl that loves her family and is letting them know that she's still here and she's fighting. I think she has a will to live, and she's shown that by being here for three more months and making small improvements. She was born prematurely and with a heart defect, and she has developed other complications, but her family believes that she can recover. Does this sound familiar? Does it make a difference that this child is 1 year old versus Terry Schiavo? She's a sick child. She's medically complex, but her life has value, and her family wants to have a voice in her care. And they said, everyone's definition of suffering is not the same. Only God knows who's going to make it and who's not. She's giving her family signs that she's fighting, and they want to fight for her. Her family and the advocates with her family are trying to find another hospital that will take the infant. They hinted that they may be getting close to having a facility that will accept the baby. In the meantime, her family is calling on this hospital to perform a tracheotomy on her to allow an outside doctor to come in and perform it. Yeah, we saw that with Terry Schiavo, didn't we? And, you know, it's kind of interesting. The priest who advocated for her just passed away, 97 years old. He was a retired brigadier general from the Army, and he was one of the only few priests who stood up for her. Bushes didn't.
Folks, once you need the food, once you need the water filters, once you need the masks, it'll be too late to get them. You got to get them now before you find that you require them for survival. Trust us, this is not something to be messing around with. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com, make your purchase today, and at least have that part of survival covered. The food, the time it will take for the rest of society to collapse or calm down or whatever the case may be. The RZ Air Filtration Mask M2 Mesh. I have one of those personally. I've got a couple of these things off the old InfoWars store. I am prepared. Are you? If you're not, InfoWarsStore.com on sale now. Everything you need to prepare yourself for whatever comes next, folks. It's not necessarily the disease. It's the panic that surrounds the disease. It's the collapse that the disease would bring upon that you need to be prepared for. Food will be off the shelves. Water won't be available. You might not even be able to leave your house. You got to be prepared before it comes down.
It is I, the leader of Cobra, here for a message to President Trump, the American people, and Alex Jones of InfoWars. Our operations with our partners, the Communist Chinese, have bought control of your media, but it's true. Your people are beginning to awaken. That's why Cobra is launching operations to trigger race war, mass shootings, and bombings, which will be blamed on those loyal to America. Anyone, once we stage these attacks, that does not blame it on Trump will also be targeted by Cobra in the future. You see, When you expose our false flags and fake media, I will carry out attacks and then blame you, like we've done with Alex Jones, blaming him for mass shootings we committed. Hail Cobra!
The demand for food has not let up. We are selling record amounts of it. Everybody else is basically already sold out, or they have giant wait lists. Our suppliers have it in-house. It's taken 7 to 10 days to deliver because, again, they have to package it. They're running 24 hours a day. But in a few days, they're telling me it may go to a longer wait if you haven't gotten your order in. So I wouldn't procrastinate. We wanted this virus to be petering out. We wanted it to just be hype. Looks like it is really, really bad and is man-made. And so that's why we're seeing the huge freak out. So get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. That helps fund our operation. It's insurance you can eat. A total 360 win. Again, get your food and actually get it delivered at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your order in. It's locked in. Guaranteed 7 to 10 days. InfoWarsStore.com. And regardless, it funds the operation. We also have the Immune Gargle at 40% off. We are going to sell out of that, but I'm just keeping it at that sales price. InfoWarsStore.com.
We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2, our best-selling deep earth crystals, iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together, super high quality, winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just talking about the young baby, just turned a year old, premature baby, that's had a lot of health problems. The hospital is tired of it, wants to let this child expire, so a judge is going to decide whether or not this child gets any more treatment or whether or not the hospital will be allowed to kill the baby. And as I pointed out, Terry Schiavo's priest just passed away at 97. A retired Brigadier General in the U.S. Army, he was one of the few priests at the beginning to condemn the fact that she was being denied food and water based on the orders of a probate judge. And neither the governor of Florida, Jeb Bush, nor his brother, George W. Bush, who was president at the time, neither one of them would lift a finger to protect Terry Schiavo. As a matter of fact, they wouldn't lift a finger to protect the people who were trying to give her food and water who were getting arrested. One of the most shameful things I've ever seen. At the time, I didn't know the Bush family's long connection to Planned Parenthood, going back to the patriarch of the family, Prescott Bush, the treasurer of Planned Parenthood. Its first fundraising letter, his name is right up there with Margaret Singer, Prescott Bush. And this family has secretly, they've been playing both sides of this. You want to know why we haven't had any advance in terms of protecting life? It's because they've sold you the lie that the only way that you can do that is through having Supreme Court justices who are going to change the supreme law of the land. Well, the supreme law of the land is the Constitution, and the Supreme Court doesn't have the authority to amend the Constitution. And their rulings and their opinions are not the law of the land. It makes me want to throw up whenever I hear anybody talk about Roe v. Wade being the law of the land. You know, we've had rulings from the Supreme Court saying you got to take the slave back. We've had rulings from them saying if you are a movie producer, you can still go to jail for 10 years and have all your money confiscated. They did that back in the when Woodrow Wilson wanted a war, wanted to get into World War One, they actually did that to move producer for, 50 years, 40 years. You did not have any First Amendment protection for movies. What do you think about that? Hollywood left. You still like the idea that the Supreme Court rulings are the law of the land only when it works your way, right? Well, if you think that the doctors ought to have the final say and the politicians as to whether or not somebody lives or dies, New Zealand is putting it up for a referendum. New Zealand voters are going to decide this coming September in a referendum whether or not doctors can kill sick patients. And, that's what happens when you do it to the most helpless among you and when you do it to babies. When you can rip babies apart limb by limb and sell their parts and get away with it after you catch people bragging about it on tape. And then what happens? Nothing happens to those people. The people who blew the whistle are the ones who get attacked by the government. It's just like when you had John Kiriakou blow the whistle on torture by the CIA. He's the one, the only one who went to prison for that. The rest of the people walked away with millions of dollars or a promotion to the head of the CIA, Gina Haspel. Trump picked her to head the CIA. Meanwhile, Gloria Steinem just had a new interview with Variety. She is now an 85-year-old hag, if you've ever seen pictures of her. No longer a Playboy bunny, as grass they soon wither, as smoke she will vanish. But before she leaves, she wants to trash innocent life. Saving babies from abortion, she says, is patriarchy. I think she needs to stop watching Hulu and A Handmaid's Lie. Margaret Atwood, piece of fiction. She also calls pro-life people Nazis and Hitler. That's the way that they invert all of this stuff. Yeah, we're not the ones killing babies and sick people. That was what the Nazis did. That's what Hitler did in many cases. We're not calling for euthanasia. We are valuing human life. Virginia Senate has now passed a bill, as I've pointed out before, to overturn every single pro-life law that's on the books there in Virginia. And that means things like making sure that parents are notified before their minor children have abortions. That is the extent to which the Democrats will go. All right, we're going to take a quick look at the coronavirus update news here. Before we do, I just want to remind you that you need to prepare for the worst case scenario. And there's a lot of things that you can do about it, disinfection as well as building up your immune system. And you ought to do this regardless of whether or not you are at risk, whether or not this is real or whether or not it is not real. And, as I looked at this over a period of time, I got to say I'm leaning towards it being an accidental release of something from this new, copied biosafety level 4 lab that they put in Wuhan. Again, you've already had, just this last week, you had a guy who was convicted of that. They looked the other way. From 2012 to 2017, this Harvard chemistry chair was being paid fabulous sums of money, and somehow our government couldn't figure that out until just last week. So I don't know. Whenever you look at any of this stuff, it could be real, it could be false. I don't know. But we'll take a look at what is being reported on this. But if you want to protect yourself from both viruses and bacteria, the only thing that kills both virus and bacteria is nanosilver. As I pointed out before, you can take a wide variety of very virulent strains of both virus and bacteria, and they've done this with MERS, with SARS. They put it in a glass in vitro, add nanosilver, and it kills it. Virus and bacteria. That's the thing. We talk about a cold virus. Just a common cold. It is a virus, so if you take antibiotics, it doesn't kill the cold, right? It can help you to keep from getting secondary infections, and that's sometimes why people do it. But mostly it's because the doctors want to give something to the patient to make them feel like something is happening with that. But if you really want something that's going to come after both virus and bacteria, that's nanosilver. And we got a lot of different products that have nanosilver. We have the Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle Spray. Now, you can spray this on your hands. You can spray it in your mouth. It's safe, and it is very effective at killing this stuff. And we've got this in a number of different sizes. We got a 16-ounce bottle. We go all the way down to 3.5 ounces. We got a 10-ounce spray and so forth. You can get a special pack. We've got discounts on all those different sizes. Right now, 20% off the 16-ounce bottle, for example. Or you can get all of the sizes in a combo, and you can save 41%. That's a $20 savings right now at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also boost your immune system. Winter Sun, our vitamin D product, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can also prepare to make sure that if, you know, whether this is real or not, they might enact some kind of a martial law quarantine. That's the worst case scenario, in my opinion. And I want to make sure that I am not subjected to that, I and my family. So if you want to make sure that you aren't, stock up on storable food. It's going to last for 25 years. It can help you in a natural emergency or in a man-made one or in some kind of a pandemic, either way. It's going to last for 25 years. Made in America, non-GMO. All right, let's take a quick look. Only got 2 minutes left as to what's going on, some updates. We see, as is reported by Yahoo, the quest for HIV vaccine continues after the latest trial fails. You know, they want, it's not that they're looking for a cure for HIV. They're looking for a vaccine for HIV, which would prevent it, right, if it worked, if it was safe, if it was effective. But isn't it interesting how they are so focused on this? That's why I thought it was curious. The connections that some people brought out from India saying that the Wuhan coronavirus had an HIV insert in it. And at the same time, you had people in Thailand say, well, we've got drugs that treat HIV, and we use two HIV drugs plus a flu drug, a flu treatment drug, and we cured this one individual. So it seems like there is a connection there besides just what was seen in the DNA. And as Mike Adams has pointed out, looks like there is a telltale insert in the DNA. I'm not an expert on that. But we've had Dr. Francis Boyle, who drafted the Biological Weapons Act, and that was back in 1989. He has put out a statement saying that the coronavirus is an offensive biological warfare weapon, and the World Health Organization already knows about it. That's his opinion. And then we look at the news about the spread of this outside of China, because it's very difficult to get any real information in China. We have the first U.S. patient, remember, was in Washington State. That patient has now been cured and released. The first coronavirus patient has now been cured and released. That's the good news. You'll have to look pretty hard for any good news because everybody is pushing only the negative news about this. The Associated Press reported that. Three more coronaviruses have been confirmed in California. The total now rises to 11 in the United States. Two more cases in Hong Kong. The first death has happened in Hong Kong. Only two people have died of this outside of China, and that's where we can get reliable information. And in most of these cases, they are the elderly, which is typically what you find with a standard flu. 60-year-old male retiree, a 64-year-old woman. These are the types of things that we're seeing. I don't have enough time to talk about both sides of this. Again, I'm leaning more towards Dr. Boyle's assessment.